oh, love your body, love how you head there. Don't say anything about my size. I'm good, blah, 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 all this. What he's trying to say is that's not entirely true. There are health risks. Nobody's saying that you shouldn't love yourself, but the fact of the matter is, if you are morbidly obese, we shouldn't be sitting there applauding it and saying that's literally the whole conversation.
Prepared today.
He's whipping out the phone.
Because I knew you were coming, yeah. I knew these subjects.
Oh, we got subjects?
What are you like, spitballing something? No. What is this?
Wait.
Shit?
First thing he's going to say is the Jews.
Wrong one. Wrong.
I have a Jew co-host. I can't be.
Sorry. Yeah.
So I can't be anti-Semitic. She's like a black friend.
Shout out to Sahar.
Oh,
damn it.
You don't want to shout out Sahar.
No. All right. Well, shit.
He's Jew and vegan.
Wow.
Exactly.
It's two strikes. We're kidding. These are jokes, people. These are jokes.
Because when I went on their podcast, I did not expect that we were going to go that route.
Yeah, we definitely went down a rabbit hole.
We went to Thailand and the ping pong girls. went to Donald Trump, the aliens in Miami.
Yep.
And the Epstein list.
Yeah. Aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, among other things.
The Epstein list was so disappointing.
In what sense?
Man, I was just waiting on hearing like some people that, I wanted to hear Will Smith on there. It's a joke, Sin. Relax.
Was there men?
Jesus. This guy, Will Smith.
No, but Will Smith, the reason why, if there would have been little boys, maybe you would have seen him there.
No. I don't believe that one.
Are we sure he wasn't on there? I'm pretty sure he was on there.
What are we thinking?
Will Smith?
Will Smith, yeah.
I'm not sure, but wait.
No, he wasn't there. There wasn't anybody like, Yeah,
bro, Jay-Z was on there.
Jay-Z was on there?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
But did he go to the island or was he just mentioned?
No, he was on the plane.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Chris Tucker was on the list. Buddy, you see him in the documentary.
Yeah.
He was in the plane with Kevin Spacey, Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God. Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton walking to a bar.
Wow.
But let's rewind one thing. I know you like Will Smith and everything. You know Will Smith is bi at best.
Look, I don't know this man's personal life.
I know for a fact.
How do you know that?
I saw him in Brazil. The whole scandal during the World War. World Cup.
I'm like,
the World Cup 2014.
Right.
I even saw Kobe there.
Okay.
And I was situated in Copacabana in Rio. So all the big parties were like literally a block away.
Yeah.
And there was, that's when he did the Icon remix with Nicky Jam and his son and everything.
That was a fire remix, bro.
Yeah, and it was filmed in Brazil.
Nicky Jam.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and there was rumors, but I didn't see him fucking a boy, but he was with a young...
Of age?
Yeah, the legality, but it was a man. Well, it was a boy,
It was a young, hairless man.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Right, yeah, but wouldn't you think, one of those dolphins. Because they're kind of like, I guess it's... whatever, secretive or at that point, wouldn't you think you wouldn't be outside in public? Because, I mean, people have cameras.
Why is Puffy not out?
What do you mean?
Huh?
Puffy, there's documentation, videos of him.
Yeah, but do you see any of them? You don't.
No, there's one out.
Which one? There's
nothing
out.
The one
that
is running out of his room. It's like the DMX one. You remember when DMX was high on crack?
Yes.
But DMX was usually, I love DMX, but he was always high on crack.
Yeah, but he was a bit local. But the whole Cassie... Puff Daddy thing. I don't know if you're up to date to the news.
It's okay.
So he has this cabal. I like that word.
It's a good word.
It's a good word. Cabal.
Cabal. That's
very Illuminati.
It is though. But cabal is like, I would put like intelligence behind it. These guys.
Eh. But just put it. Okay. Just look at the paper trail. Mace became.
Yeah.
What would
a pastor?
Pastor
Mace. Pastor Beta.
Loon became super Muslim. Yeah.
He did.
And Shine became super Jewish Orthodox.
Well, he became,
Pause on Loon, because a lot of brothers, especially in the States, when they go to jail,
they do become Muslim.
No, but he went another level. He has the big ass beard.
It's weird that we say they don't have a choice, because like sometimes they come out. When they come out, then they convert. But like,
it's
why?
It's basically a really powerful prison gang.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they have.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. It's protection.
But
you saw Gervonta Lewis.
Protection.
He converted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So slowly, then Shine became super Jewish. Oh,
Shine became religious.
That was wild, though.
But you see what I'm saying? Everybody that chilled with Puffy went to looking for God.
Not everybody. Some of them hung around. Black Rob died.
I think he found God at that point.
Well, Black Rob, who else? Craig Mack, like all of them. You,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, Craig. Oh, another one. Craig Mack became super religious.
Oh, he became religious too?
In the documentary, the Bad Boys documentary.
Yeah, yeah. I never watched
that.
They
begged him to come for the, I think the 25th anniversary of the Bad Boy reunion.
He refused.
And he's like, nah, I found God. I'm not coming back.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, and then there's a lot of rumors, a lot of videos, a lot of this, the whole Cassie thing shed
light. Just saying, if there was actual like videos and stuff like that, we would have seen them by now, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, but it's like the Jeffrey Epstein. There's a lot of videos. They're not out yet.
Well, yeah. Look, when you have that kind of money and power,
that's true, you know,
you have the ability to silence people.
Like they learn from R. Kelly.
That's true.
There's a lot of bots around Diddy too.
Well, Diddy, I know Diddy for sure. He's done some shit. But
it's called powwows. That's his parties, whatever they're called.
Oh, that's Diddy's parties.
Yeah,
powwows.
And there's rumors. There's Jay-Z in the mix. And Will Smith.
Careful now. Just everybody.
Yeah, I know. This guy, he keeps on throwing Jay-Z's name.
Let's
be careful.
Step it back a little bit. Let's be careful.
You know.
Oh, you're a big Jay-Z
fan? Let's be careful with Hov, bro.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
No, but I heard he moves
a certain
way.
We pray to Hov in my house. We pray to Hov in my house.
Young Hov.
Jehovah. No, there's rumors that he's been drugging Beyonce for a while.
I've heard these rumors.
You're not falling into that type of shit now, are you?
No, but wait.
We're going down the TikTok rabbit.
No, it sounds very conspiracy theorist.
No, but it wasn't even on TikTok. It was on YouTube, actually.
Sorry, go on.
No, they were just saying that the Hollywood, you know, these high-end big people have tendency of swinging those ways.
Okay.
And nobody, like everybody said it was rumors until Cassie sued Puffy.
That much money.
The thing is, and I don't. 50 Cent never said it was rumors.
No, 50 Cent was the first.
50 Usher said it.
Usher went to Puffy's
house. Usher should have never been no kid hanging around this guy for so long. He talked about it.
He talked about it as well.
He did the same thing with Bieber. Diddy's been grooming young boys in the industry for a long time. Yeah. I mean, I remember a video of him with French Montana in Miami by the pool. And, like, it was very suggestive. Like, the way these guys were acting was, like, very weird, bro.
Suspicious.
Yeah, like, I would never act like that around my boys. Like, ever. Ever. Mm. It was kind of, you like, pull it up when you guys have a chance. It's very weird.
But there's even a new video. He's in Jamaica with this other new up-and-coming artist. Mm-hmm. Black dude. Where
A guy?
Yeah. Okay. A young, I forgot his name, CJ something. And there's videos of he's doing lives with this hand giving him grapes and shit. And then him sharing videos of Puffy in the ocean. Very some gay ass shit. But again, like each their own.
Yeah.
It's just, it seems there's this big community in Hollywood where they have to maintain a certain type of image. And that's why they have so many kids and baby mamas just to try to cover their
tracks.
Oh, you think is that really?
Really?
I mean, look, it's like the movie Eyes Wide Shut. You guys remember that movie with the weird parties with everybody?
That's how Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, right?
Yeah, they divorced right after that.
And
that
Nicole
was a Kubrick.
Kidman, yeah,
a Kubrick movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, but like I said, it's never too far away from the truth. There's a lot of these parties. I know Puffy's Hampton parties, the white parties, were wild, crazy. Even Exhibit said it. There's a video of him saying he went for drinks with Puffy and he brought him to a gay bar.
Oh wow.
Exhibit has that. That's there.
A video.
That I gotta find. I believe.
The game said the same thing.
I believe
thing.
These West Coast dudes.
Yeah. The game said the same thing. They're like, yo, they act a certain type of way.
Yeah, a game you can see doesn't hang around those crowds and shit.
No,
like
but
that.
He's like, I can't. Yeah. You're like,
But I'm curious. I gotta see that Exhibit video though. Because like I said, that'll be facts for me.
He's like, yo, I came and chill with him. He came to the West and he took me to a gay bar. And I was like, I didn't even notice because there was girls and guys. Then all of a sudden I look at my right, there's two guys kissing. Then I turn on my left, there's another two guys kissing. And I'm like, holy shit. And he just left and went home.
Oh.
Damn, wait, bro.
Oh, okay, okay. Exhibit just left.
Yeah.
Okay,
gotcha. Like, I'm not about
I thought
that life.
Just left him.
I'm not about that life.
And the whole Will Smith thing, because they've been divorced for 6 years or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's what she said.
And it seems that what they were doing was staying together for the imagery and for the couple power there, the power couple. And they were doing whatever they were doing.
Oh, yeah. You could tell that Will and Jada was a farce forever.
Yeah, but
there was no love in that relationship.
I don't know if I agree with that there's no love. Like, because for the fact of the matter is, I don't even think it's not a power thing because nobody looks at them and say, hey, I want to be like Will and Jada.
For a long time, yes.
Way back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they still stuck together. The thing, because if you had read his book, just reading his book alone, you know what I mean? Like, this was not a marriage in
but
terms.
But it came out lately, the book, like 4 or 5 years ago.
I know, but like he was still the way he spoke of it, yo, it had to be like he was more in love with her. He's definitely in love with her.
She was a man eater.
No, you know? He's in love with her.
They had rumors about her and Tupac, right?
Oh, yeah, those aren't rumors. Well, they were best
friends. She was in love with Tupac. She's still in love with Tupac. Is her one that got away. But they never got over it.
I don't even think that they actually dated. They were just really, they were best
friends.
They were
best friends, probably, with certain.
Exactly.
Oops.
But just to say, like, I do believe that there's love, but I think the love is stronger on his side. Yeah. You know what I mean? For her. Clearly. You know what I'm saying?
Let me throw this out there. Let me ask you as a man, and you as an adult.
Uh-oh.
Right?
She identifies as a woman.
No. I do have to ask your pronouns first, because that's the right thing to do.
I am awesome.
Okay, all right. I am DeLulu.
But okay, jokes aside, right? As adults, if you're in a relationship, you've been in a relationship, whether you're married or it's a serious relationship for X amount of years, you have kids with the person, right? This person cheats on you, right? Publicly, no less, right?
Right.
This person cheats on you and then puts you in front of a camera like we're in front of right now and asks you in front of the world, how did it make you feel when I fucked our son's friend?
The entanglement.
Why you do it like that? Why you do it like that, bro?
How do you do it like that? That hurt me. Number one. Okay, as men, would you sit there?
I would have jumped over the table for him.
Table would have been gone. Yeah.
And as a woman, like, how could you do that to somebody that you love?
Yeah.
How do you do that to somebody? Yeah. That's
some cheat. Heartless shit, bro. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think it shows the amount of emotional manipulation that she holds over Will.
Ooh, I like how you said that.
Ding, ding, ding.
And you could tell.
Oh, you could tell. You could smell it.
Yeah.
That's not even gaslighting anymore.
Exactly. That's a forest fire at that point.
I remember watching it because I was very curious. And the whole time, I just felt she was very poised, very in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like she was like subliminally like
controlling him.
And he was kind of like, you could tell there was so many ranges
because he laughed at first and then he looked at her and was like, oh,
she's like, she's being serious. And then she's like, no, I'm being real. Like,
it was all
here.
It was a look. All she gave was that look. No, and he was like, oh, I gotta do something. Like,
but the worst part was when she went on an interview recently. And she's like, I didn't ask him to do that.
Yeah.
Bro.
She's like, I don't need him to defend me. I was like,
oh, wow.
So after
she's
all
just
of that,
acting
you're not
like
even
we all were, we didn't see this shit like, live.
Come it's on, unbelievable. It's,
yeah. That shit was
you
wild.
You haven't seen it. The he's about my trick.
You know what?
I second guessed myself. I was like, you know what?
What's from Men in Black?
She didn't ask to be defended. She's her own woman.
Bro, that's emotional abuse and manipulation at the highest level.
And that happens everywhere, man.
So this is perfect for where I wanted to go originally.
Okay. Nice segue there.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about Jonathan Mayers.
Leave my guy alone, bro.
He's Jonathan Mayers?
Majors. So,
Majors.
Yeah, Majors, whatever, however you pronounce his name. So he's Khan the Conqueror. He's Creed 3.
Creed 3.
Okay. What happened with him?
Yeah.
You're not aware?
Nah, bro, listen.
Thank God. I don't feel alone.
I'm on my daddy and
next
shit.
Subject. I don't feel like being mad.
So do you want to resume it or you want me to do it?
No,
I want to hear the white version and then I'll come in.
Damn.
White version.
He blanched.
Look who's white now.
I gotta chill. These are jokes.
There you go. No, they're not.
All right. So the story
is... Why are
you
looking at me? I'm not your fellow white friend.
He was looking for support.
Hold on. Am I the only white person in this room? Is that?
No.
She's
white.
Is
Portuguese people white?
She's an islander, though.
Ooh, I don't know.
See?
Do you guys identify as white? Because I don't know if I've ever had this conversation.
No,
she's an islander.
Don't.
She's an islander.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, we don't.
Okay,
when
well
people
then,
say white, we're like, huh?
There you go. I guess that answers that.
What are you talking about?
I guess that answers
we
that.
We season our chicken. What are you talking about?
Oh, hey, shit.
I season my chicken with salt and pepper, guys.
Oh, God. Get him up.
These are jokes.
At this moment, we got canceled again.
This is the thing that
if
finally
this is
did
the
it.
Reason we blow up.
You know what? You're going to be impressed. I clean my chicken, too.
Yes.
I grew up around black folks, all right?
Man. So
lemon? We're exactly.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you got to clean your chicken.
People think it's just like cleaning. No, it's tenderizing the meat. It's also like, you know what I mean? That's it. Relax, guys.
Yeah, man.
What is this, a bonding moment over chicken?
Shut up, man. Tell the story.
That is kind of what it is. I figured that would make
this such a black thing.
You know? Okay, yes. Go.
Jonathan Majors, you want to handle it?
I have ADD, guys. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I'll hop in.
Do you want me to hold your hand, too?
I think we all have it, bro. We all have it.
Yeah.
Something for him. I think he's all right. I don't think
focus, kids.
Yeah.
See, focus.
Yeah.
Thank you. So long story short, he was a rising star.
Don't mess with them hoes, bro.
He was the hottest thing out there, actually. Mm-hmm. And he was dating this white chick that he met, I think it was on...
Oh, I don't know where they met.
No, they met on a movie set. I don't know which she's an actress? Exactly. She's, yeah.
Or a stage person or
something
whatever.
Something like that. Yeah. So whatever, they got into a relationship, whatever. And then there's this incident where she saw a text on his phone.
Right.
And she tried to take the phone away. And he's like, yo, don't touch the phone, blah, blah, blah. It was like a Johnny Depp.
He snuffed her.
No, not at all.
Oh, not at all.
So he got out of the cab and he's like, listen, take her home. I don't want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
She came out.
Oh, yeah.
He literally grabbed her like this.
Yeah.
This guy's big.
Yeah,
he's a big dude. Sure.
Yeah, he's brolic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the word, exactly.
Yeah, he's brolic.
He grabbed her, put her back in it.
Yeah.
And ran away.
He ran like a motherfucker.
And he didn't. This was in New York. And now wait, there's video.
They don't call it Brooklyn Zoo for nothing.
Listen, this is you can't be hitting white women, bro.
He ran eight blocks of video.
Oh, yeah.
In New York. 8 blocks is half a marathon.
She chased him.
Wow.
She chased him all 8 blocks?
Eight.
Not the whole thing. I think she gave up after a while.
For a good 7'6", because at one point.
7'6" is good, man.
She started crying.
No, she good.
With heels?
No, she had Dockers. That punk look.
Yeah, right. You're right.
And she started talking to these bystanders, and then he walked away, came back, and he's like, "Yo, stop bothering these people. Just go the fuck home."
Yes.
And then she went at him again, and he went running again.
And he stayed overnight at a hotel.
At a hotel, he has scratches. She had something behind the ear. Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck happened there. And
she went partying that night.
Yes, she did. Oh. And then she said
he stayed at the hotel.
There's all this. Then she sued him for
making her run six blocks.
No. She won? It wasn't for suing though. When she went to court.
What was it for?
It was because they said for the assault thing.
It's not all of a sudden New York City. She's the one.
She did, but apparently she wanted. They said she wanted to take it back, but it was too late because it's already becomes like criminal at that point.
It was criminal.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
What part was the criminal?
So he was charged for four things. Four things. One was battery. One was attempt of battery.
Yeah.
One was assault, and the other one was attempt of like not voluntarily assaulting.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Type of thing. And the whole thing is there's videos, there's audios, there's
everything.
Like this thing was documented so well. Wow. We were like, for sure.
He went back to his home because she was there, but he made sure he brought security with him and they found him in her closet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he found it in her closet.
She was fainted. She was on the floor.
I think she was just fucked up. She probably was drinking, whatever. He made sure that he went back with security because he can't go inside a house with a white girl by herself.
He was terrified of her.
He did all of that shit.
And there was Texas.
And what was the outcome?
The text is, there's audio of him texting you. He's like, listen, I'm doing great things. I need a great woman next to me.
Oh, yeah.
I need a Michelle to this Obama.
Yeah, I need a Coretta to this Martin. Exactly. But black people would be making fun of him now. I'm just letting you know.
I mean, he went a little deep on that one.
He went very deep on that one. You're not Martin Luther King, brother.
You made some good movies.
He really did.
But he was on the rise. He was the hottest black actor in a while, true.
Since Michael B. Jordan or you're right.
He was the Marvel supervillain. He was everywhere. He was doing a lot of, he was with the military. It's true.
They dropped him right away.
Yo.
Wow.
The minute the file dropped on the DA's office, canceled.
Canceled.
And wait, he went to court and he got two guilty verdicts.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
But not guilty for the major charges. Yeah, that's the problem.
That's it. For the two others. Not voluntary.
One of them was because of him forcefully putting her back in the car when she was after him. And he took her like what Sin said. And I can't remember what the other one was.
The second one was like abuse.
Maybe it was from when he took the phone or something
No, it was like, it's like this new term for like type of gaslighting where you're being toxic to a person.
He got hit with that?
Yeah, those
criminal
two.
Charges for
but
gaslighting?
Those are not criminal charges.
No.
They're not criminal charges.
But he's ruined.
So the verdict fell at 10 a.m. At noon, Marvel fired his ass.
Here's the crazy thing is the whole like, you remember how it worked out for Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Wow. It didn't work out for him.
Right.
Even with proof. Like it didn't matter.
Yeah, he's still never going to be Pirates of the Caribbean again.
Oh, you think Johnny? No, they wanted him back.
I fucking hope so because you can't replace Jack.
No, he's coming back.
Johnny Depp's the greatest actor of all time.
One of those.
I mean, I love him as an actor.
One of those.
Donnie Brasco, Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Blow is fire, though.
Come on. Yeah,
yeah. No, but he's the one, probably one of the actors.
I don't know, man. I'm a Robert
range.
Downey Jr. guy.
He's very diverse. Yeah. He's very diverse.
Because he has Edward Scissorhands. He really Love has Edward a lot of characters. He has a lot of range.
No, yes. 100%. And 100%. I just said, for me, I don't know if he's the greatest for me.
No, greatest is really hard.
It's like, subjective.
It's subjective. Yeah, but like I said,
he's in the conversation.
Like I said, I'm a. Sorry?
I would assume so.
Has he ever won an Oscar? I don't know. Remember.
Wait, you know what? You're right. Has he ever won
It's
kind of
like Leonardo DiCaprio. Everybody's like praying for this guy.
I think he won
But he won it finally, though.
He finally won one after, I don't know, a decade.
For what, that shitty movie they just put out? Did you guys see that fucking piece of shit?
Which one?
The it's like Native American shit. It's
yes, with the bear? No, not that one. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Yeah, there's one.
That's a Scorsese movie.
Yes.
I wasn't able.
Trash.
I couldn't watch it.
It's so garbage.
I feel like he needs to work with another director. Like this whole him and Scorsese thing, I think it's run its course.
Yeah, because The Irishman too was way too long.
Yeah, you know Scorsese. What it is? I think it's our attention span though. Because I used to not.
You know what?
It's
true, because we could sit down and watch The Godfather and all these other movies.
Scarface was 4 hours.
Yeah, but so is Scarface, bro, and I'll still watch that shit
Scarface
front
wasn't
to back.
4 hours.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was not. It's about 240 minutes.
It's so good you don't even know it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's a fun movie in the sense.
I tried to watch Napoleon the other day. I'm a history geek and like I couldn't do it.
Oh, that's what the way, did they it wasn't like historically accurate, was it?
They exaggerated.
Play with some liberties?
They exaggerated. Okay. But I mean for entertainment purposes.
Okay, gotcha.
Not a terrible movie. I don't have the attention span anymore.
Yeah. Shit, you're not wrong.
I'm not devoting 4 hours to this.
That makes sense.
But it's crazy. It's weird that you say that because you could sit there and you could binge watch a series on Netflix, can you?
You're absolutely right.
Because I can.
You're absolutely right.
But I'll
right.
tell you why. Mm. Because every episode is designed there's a cliffhanger at the end.
There's a break.
So it gets you
and
hooked.
You're like, oh, fuck, I need to see it.
Yeah, but a movie is a constant buildup.
Yeah.
Right? First arc, second, and then the third.
I never thought of that. That's actually, you're
that's
right.
a little psychology.
But that's why everybody's on TV shows.
Your climax and your end. So you feel fulfilled.
So it's constant climax. It's like you're about to come and then
how many times does it happen? You're like, okay, last episode it's late, and you're like, oh shit, I can't go to bed.
What do you mean? How many times?
Every time.
Exactly.
Except for
it's 4 in the morning. I'm like, shit.
I have good self control.
Don't like movies, shows, or any type of entertainment.
I like to take my time because
you don't even like music.
I do like music.
Who's your favorite artist?
Taylor Swift.
No, it's her. It's her looking at herself at the mirror, singing.
Exactly. Right. She's like, "What are you talking about? I'm
you?
My favorite
more
artist.
Power to you, shit.
No, my favorite artist. I like
look into the camera when you say
like
shit.
Not even.
I like
that's
Adele.
White.
I like Adele too.
I love Adele.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. Adele's fire, man.
Yeah, but she's depressed.
I like Adele.
No, she lost mad weight. She's pretty as hell.
She ain't got nothing to be depressed
about. Isn't she trying to be canceled because she? She offended the obese.
No,
didn't you hear about this?
Oh, can we talk about
because
this?
Because she like, let's talk about it.
Can we talk about?
I want to hear that.
No, but you heard about
what?
This.
Fat shame?
No, yes.
People no, lose, people who lose weight.
I want to talk about fat shame.
Oh, you don't.
But the thing is,
I
definitely do. Yeah,
because there has been a tendency right now. Maybe it's a TikTok trend or whatever, where fat people say that it's being fat phobic when you lose
weight.
There's no such thing as fat phobic.
Let me hear this. There's talk no such thing.
Bro,
talk it. Talk your talk.
You're not born fat. It's not a disease that's incurable. Woo. Like so racism, right? You're black. You were born black. There's nothing you can do about being black. So that's an ism.
Well, I mean, unless
within reason, right? So how could you say you're fat? You can fix it.
I'm not afraid of
just stop eating.
No, but it's not about you. It's about how people perceive you.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying though.
Yeah, but phobia is the fear of.
Yes. So are you afraid
so
of?
I can be
who the
of
fuck
black
is afraid
people?
Of fat people?
Wait,
you can't catch
not like people who are afraid of spiders.
One second. You can be scared of spiders, right?
But that's a real phobia.
Yeah,
spiders were born spiders. They can't change.
Exactly.
Yes, but that's a real phobia.
Yeah, but I can be, again, what is real, what is not.
You're running. You're like, oh, shit, I don't want it near me.
I know people that run away from black people. Again.
That's racism.
But that's racism. It could be.
It's not a phobia, though.
Phobia.
You got black guys running away from white
chicks. Are you really sitting here defending fat phobia?
I'm not defending anything.
Because I can't make it logical.
No, but wait. Let me just finish the thought and you'll see where I'm going with this.
Please, hurry up.
Because the definition of a phobia is a fear of.
Yes.
Right? Some people are afraid of handicapped people. They find them, like they have this And again,
and like fix yourself.
I'm not saying it's right.
But no, I'm just saying fix your life.
But this is not unusual.
That's what I'm saying.
It actually comes down to
no. But I'm looking. I'm trying to understand before, like, guys,
you can have fear for everything that's different.
But that's part of instinct.
No, but guys, hold on. Yes. I really want to get to the crux of the word phobia.
All right.
Phobia. Fear of
unexplained fear.
Unexplained fear of. But we're talking about fear. We're not talking about discomfort. We're not talking about being, you know, like I'm talking about. A literal, like, if I see someone who's fat and I'm fat phobic, I literally, I'm like, oh shit.
I'm nervous.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm out of here.
But it could be, oh, this disgusts me.
Do you have a phobia?
But that's not fair.
No, but
I could be disgusted by something and not be afraid of it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a phobia? Like, no. I have a phobia. And so when you experience a phobia, it's unexplained. You cannot control the fear. It's overwhelming.
I know, no, but Sedalia, you know me. I think I'm highly emotionally intelligent to understand the difference of what phobia and fear, unexplained fear is. What I'm trying to say is I do not understand. And or what people, when they use the term fat phobic, or they say this person, because they weaponize the word,
yes,
they say,
yes,
you are fat phobic.
Yes.
I am not afraid of you. Yes. You know what I mean? Because you are fat. And sometimes people are saying these things out of concern.
Yeah.
They're not saying it because they're trying to shame you, but then you weaponize the word.
I'm
looking at the term phobia.
Yeah.
Fear of. I know it's an inexplicable fear.
Yes.
Like, I have an inexplicable fear heights.
Yes, so phobia, exactly. By definition, a phobia is an anxiety disorder defined by a persistent, excessive fear of an object or a situation.
Yeah.
Not a person.
Well, nobody's scared of fat people, bro.
Not a person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And the thing is, and the point that you brought up is a really good point, because people weaponize these. People do it with racism as well. It's like, if we're making a point about something that happens to be true, regardless of the race or size of the person we're talking about, they just throw out a phobic as if that's supposed to just be a trump card.
Yeah.
I'm still going to make my point.
They want to shut you down.
I'm not afraid of those words, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
And the thing is like, listen, me, I used to be 300 pounds. I was fat my whole life. I didn't look like that. I just started looking
Talk
like this
shit,
now.
Talk your shit, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Look into the camera.
For real. Like, literally, right? So it's like me telling you.
You did something about your life.
But me telling you as somebody who's avid within the fitness world, telling a person who's morbidly obese that this is not healthy.
Yeah.
You are going to die early. You're making yourself more susceptible to diseases that are completely preventable.
Fat shaming and you're fat phobic.
But it's the truth. And just because you don't want to hear it doesn't mean that you get to weaponize this word and I have to shut up now.
Exactly.
And like, you know, and the whole like Lizzo thing and like love yourself and fat is beautiful. No, it's not. No, it isn't. No, it's not.
Look, I know some cute.
I was going to say, I know a lot of people who look like you who like some fat white girls.
Hold on a second, my nigga.
to each their own and shit.
I'm going
to
put it out there.
I don't think it should be classified as beautiful or ugly. I think it's just, it's a reality. It's like, that is what it is. You are overweight.
But you could be beautiful regardless.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but I'm going to backpedal a little bit because I have seen some big girls who are very beautiful.
But what I'm trying, but I do agree with you.
But if they lost 60 pounds, they'd be dime pieces.
Damn. Like Adele did. She looks so good.
But I do want to point out there are some diseases that make it extremely, extremely difficult.
Oh, 100%. 100%. There's hormonal issues.
So some people, it's actually outside of their control, but they have to work extra hard.
It's not outside of their control, though, because there's ways around it. And to be honest,
it's difficult. Right?
It is, but it's very difficult.
Like thyroid issues?
It wasn't easy for me either, though.
Sometimes it's...
It wasn't easy for me either.
There.
And the thing is like... Dude, I'm a single dad with two kids. It's not easy for me to go to the gym and work and take care of my kids and do all the things that you have to do in order. But if you want it, you got to do it. You got
to
do the work.
See, you go to David. You see, he goes the David Goggins route, right? Like, there's no excuse.
There is
like,
no excuse.
And I understand what you're saying because a lot of times there are factors.
It is a reality, right? It does happen, and
it will make it harder.
It forces people into a very deep depressive state, and that makes it even harder.
You're
right.
I was
so
there.
You have to be in and to get to that state of motivation and stuff like that, there's a lot of work to that. And then
there's
plus
work.
On top
that's
of that,
the key word though.
It's a lot of work.
It's but there's work, and that work is for you.
And I think everybody's allergic to that word nowadays.
Work, huh?
Yeah. Everybody's really allergic to that.
And they'd rather say everybody in the world is fat phobic
rather than
say, I don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
That's what I think it comes down to.
Because people don't want to be uncomfortable.
And I hate to come across as ignorant, but it's just how I feel.
It's all right, man.
No.
We live in the world of ignorance.
No, but it's a general opinion. There is exceptions to these rules. There's some people that can't just afford being healthy nowadays.
Oh, shit. Here comes a Mr. Here's come Mr. Devil's Advocate.
Either, to be honest with
okay,
you.
But fair enough. Because the reality of the thing is there's a lot of people that are hustling every day. They have to go to work and everything, and they can only afford whatever there is.
So instead of buying two fucking trios, buy one.
My brother, but that's go for a walk. It's free. You don't need a gym membership.
I get that. You know but if you add to the depression, the anxiety, the eating.
You're making excuses though, right?
No. These are all symptoms.
Yeah, things that I deal with too. These are all symptoms. But I'm just saying, but you're making excuses though.
But okay, and again, I'll give you a very simplistic, and you don't need to go to the extremes.
No, for sure.
The average human being right now is overweight.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, I'm still overweight.
Me too.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm very aware of that, by the way, guys.
So,
I don't think I'm like
hard. So before getting into the fat part, I can come and say, what's your excuse?
I'm working, he's working. It's continuous effort.
But it's continuous effort, but we're not there.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Some people are doing it better than others.
But
that's
we're not. But the argument isn't that, though. The whole argument was based off what he said. And the people who just say make the excuses and aren't doing anything about it. If you're doing something, I will never, ever have anything to say.
No, because the reality of the thing is the majority of people that are overweight, and I'm not even going to the morbidly obese here. I'm just talking everybody on that spectrum, mm-hmm. you know, overweight. Yeah, yeah. Most of them are not happy with their bodies.
Right. Nobody's saying
they are.
And I'll give you a perfect example.
But hold on,
let me finish. Mike is the perfect example. And he's coming back on the pod. I'm doing a one-on-one for him. And he tried everything and it didn't work out. And
he still did something.
No, yeah, but not everybody can afford the operation now.
You're missing the point of what's being said. We're talking about, what did you say? You talked about the fact that people saying, oh, love your body, love how you head there. And don't say anything about about my size. I'm good, blah, 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 all this. What he's trying to say is that's not entirely true. There are health risks. Nobody's saying that you shouldn't love yourself, but the fact of the matter is, if you are morbidly obese, we shouldn't be sitting there applauding it and saying, that's literally the whole conversation.
If you love yourself, you wouldn't be eating yourself to death. That's the reality.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but loving yourself is important because that
you have to you should.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, let's not misconstrue things at the same time. We can be honest with ourselves.
No, but we all have our vices. That's the thing. 100%. I could literally throw at you, you're vaping right now.
100%.
The thing is, he knows it's bad for him still, yet he continues. If God forbid, and I do not wish it on anybody.
I don't think he's sitting here saying, oh, you know what? I'm vaping because I love myself.
No, but nobody's saying I'm becoming fatter. Because I love myself.
But Sin, do you ever listen to Lizzo? You ever see her fans?
These are literally people. But these are people. These are people, sadly. They're sick in the sense that because they have everybody's attention, they decided to make it a power. Because if you sit to Mr. Average
But that's
people,
the whole point. That's what we're saying. That's the whole point. It's a false narrative.
I agree.
And speak. I get that. That's the whole point right now.
Is being said on everything. It's not even on them only.
Yeah,
it's
but that's the subject that we're speaking on.
Because now people being ignorant and being racist is being validated. If you go against my opinion,
you can
you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-this, you're
that.
That's what I'm saying. So everybody has their little niche.
Yeah, I know.
And they're sticking to it.
But we can still talk about it. That's what I mean.
No, for sure. But the thing is, general, because this is what? These people that are like, power to the fat people and those TikTokers that want to have two chairs and the airplane and say, yo, this is my right bullshit. That's what, 1% of the population of this planet?
Regardless of the percentage.
It's just trouble
because
we're still
putting out a message to other people, to younger people out there. It's like, it's still being conveyed. So yeah, you can say it's the 1%, but the small, we always talk about the vocal minority. Mm-hmm. The vocal minority still has a reach, bro. They're still influencing someone out there. You know
but
what
everybody's
saying?
Influencing everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Anybody with a phone, with a platform can influence anybody.
Well, it's dangerous, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's why we should still be able to talk about it and voice our opinions on it.
Without being canceled.
Without being canceled.
The cancel culture is a different story. We talked about this multiple times.
No, I understand. But I'm just saying, I could justify anything too.
Because the same subject, I can use that type of energy and talk about the pressure on women to,
but we do.
Over-sexualizing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's different facets. Yeah, for sure.
There's so many facets. And the thing is, all of them for me are ridiculous. Just live your truth. Now, you wanting to sell
But that's also very dangerous because especially people that are influential, like Lizzo, right? She's living her truth, but she has one thing that most of us ordinary people don't. She can carry a lot of influence to a lot of people, a lot of reach.
I thought she was going to say carry a lot of weight.
That's her.
That's how you win.
It's like we're so consumed by individualism, right? Mm. But in the hands of people with a lot of power, it's very damaging, and we're seeing it in society. It carries a lot of weight, and it's putting out these false narratives, as you guys say, which I do agree with.
These fake validations, actually, I would say.
But the validation is that person, the person with the power, validation. She's living her truth, right? She's living her truth.
No, she's lying.
She's living
her truth, though. She doesn't want to do the work. I'm going to say it. She doesn't want to do the work. She wants to stay in her comfort zone. And how do you do that? You get more people to think
to join
you. So it's even more comfortable.
But I'm willing to bet anything justified. In 10 years, that girl's going to be losing crazy weight.
No, but listen, because it's actually deeper than that, too. Because for me, I think that I don't even know if I think that Lizzo even believes this shit. I think it's
marketing. It's marketing. But that's what we're saying.
And if Lizzo got skinny, I feel like she would lose a lot.
She would lose a lot of fans.
That's her whole thing is she's the talented fat girl.
You want to know the craziest thing that I was reading/watching some videos like about it was maybe a couple weeks ago about some fat influencers, right, who were all body positive, who died before their 40s.
Oh yeah, I saw the list. There's a long list.
Yeah, yeah, no, and the thing is, and like one of them, she was on, rest her soul and everything like that, but she was on her deathbed and she was literally talking about the regrets of talking about like it was all about body positivity until.
It's not.
It wasn't anymore.
Until the doctor
And there
tells
were so
you,
many of them before their 40s, man. Some of them were like early 30s. I'm not saying that you can't, just because you're not overweight, you won't die at a young age because of any type of health-related issues. Right. Nobody's saying that. But what we are saying at the same time is that you promoting it as being body positive and very being damaged. Something like, let's not, I'm not saying like you shouldn't be proud of who you are, beautiful, everything, all that. But let's not say that, No, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to have a better life for yourself. Like, I know that shit's not good. Bro, I put on a few pounds and I feel it in my fucking knees. You know what I mean? I'm going up and down stairs and I'm like, yeah, God bro. Damn.
What's the difference between an enabler and an influencer?
I like that.
I mean, they're pretty much in the same vein. Just an influencer has axe; they can enable more people.
Do the people enable the influencer, or does the influencer enable the people?
Because they continue.
I think it goes both ways. It's a vicious cycle, right?
It is.
But the thing is, and back to, well, I'll hinge it on the weight loss thing, but it applies to the weaponization of any word or term. It's like at the end of the day, we live in this society now. And I like that you said individualism, right? Because we've become so individualistic because of social media that we live in a society of entitled people now. Yep. Everybody is so entitled to think that 100%. Their opinion matters. Guess what, buddy? If you're offended by anything that I say, not that my words even hold any weight, and I'm not ignorant to that. I don't think that I'm some God whose words, right? Yeah. But if you're offended by something that somebody says, get over it. Who gives a fuck? Nobody. Exactly. Nobody Who cares gives? If you're offended.
You can't tell someone to get over it.
You don't need to make a sign. You don't fucking need. No one cares, bro. And my sons, they're 7 and 8 years old. And I tell them, not every day, but I've started putting these things in their mind that, listen, bro, don't cry. Don't be a crybaby, because at the end of the day, as men in this world, nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, fuck.
There's no trophies for us, right? Like, I'm a single dad. I do everything I'm supposed to do. I don't get a pat on the back. When I'm going through...
No participation medals?
Nothing.
Our generation.
When we go through the hard shit in life, at the end of the day, nobody's there to pick you up. No one cares. You know what I mean? Nobody cares. So
you got to be that person.
Keep your opinions to yourself. We don't give a fuck if you're offended. Nobody cares.
Just to specify, I just want to make sure when you say nobody cares, you're talking about like the outside world, right? Because obviously you have people that care that are close to
your
you
inner circle.
Like
but I mean, like when people go online and I'm offended that Lizzo said that.
100%.
Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
Who cares, bro?
No,
who cares?
You're not wrong.
What does that have to do with the price of gas?
I think we're creating a society of very unattractive people. Very unattractive. And I'm not talking physically. I'm just talking that being, weak-minded and easily offended is unattractive. Nobody wants to be around people like
that. I felt like that just now while I was speaking about the weight issue, right?
Right.
It turned me into something ugly at that point. You know, like me, I felt it on the inside, because that's not some, and you know, like, that's not some way I ever speak. It's not a way that I speak. It's not, you know, I always encourage people.
I'm sorry I brought that out of you.
No, no, but I'm saying it because I'm actually, because
you're
actually,
an enabler.
I am an enabler. God damn it.
You influenced me.
God damn it.
I think
no, but I actually care. That's why I was saying it, right? It's coming from a place of I actually give a shit. You know what I mean? About like.
But I'm not saying that. I mean, in energy, what you're exhibiting for, like, to me, and maybe a lot of people, is you're voicing your truth and you're
a passionate motherfucker.
And you're unashamed of it, and that is attractive. That's what we should be, to be ourselves, to be like truthful, to not be afraid of what people think. It's like, oh, you're gonna call me a bitch? Yes, I am, capital B. Okay, that's attractive. People are like, what's that about? That's attractive. That's what I mean. We're creating a society of unattractive, weak people.
Yeah.
And that's not an energy. That's not a vibe that anybody wants. And we're just not taking accountability. We're just shutting up, enabling. We're no better, right? We're just enabling everybody. We're like, okay, I'm not going to say that because I'm going to offend. Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't live in that world. I don't give a fuck. I say what I want when I want.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I wish I would. Yeah.
You see, I'm a mixture of both in the sense that I pick my battles.
Same.
Because the thing is, at the end of the day, regardless of however she explained it.
She explained it well, though.
You being part of your truth, they're doing the same thing. Regardless of you
but
agree
not,
or
not. There's a difference. There's a difference in realizing my truth and not imposing my truth.
But they're not imposing.
I can say a lot of stuff.
But they're not imposing.
Why not?
It's I think they are.
Wait. One second.
Here's a go with his little magic trick.
No. It's not
a sleight of hand.
My God.
Explain, brother.
No, but for me to explain, you have to understand where it's coming from. So when Izzo, whoever said it, she was saying her truth. And then people started feeding off that energy. And then it became a tsunami.
Right.
Yeah.
At first, it was just this little drop. And then once you see there's a ripple effect coming towards you, that's where it gets bigger. Mm-hmm. But if you say something and nobody really gives it attention, it just dies out. It literally just dies out. But the problem is everybody's looking for something to leech on. They're looking for their tribe. And what's happening is they live in a society where their direct communication, their pact, is shitty. So they go online and try to find these little groups of people that feel, that are insecure, that are scared, that are phobic, and then they leech onto them.
Yeah.
And then it becomes
to validate.
To like validate. You said, and then it becomes a disease. So a lot of people don't actually do it in purpose. They just throw things out there and then eventually it comes back and they're like, okay, I got something.
And does that absolve them of anything?
But that's the
thing. I'm just asking.
No, it doesn't at all. But the issue is, I don't even think that's a mastermind. They just do what they do. Adele was the perfect.
But that's not necessarily true, right? Because we know nowadays everything is a machine, especially if we're talking about Hollywood, the music industry,
etc. For the
trending,
you're talking about.
Sorry?
For the trending.
Yeah, whether it's trending or marketing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know. So just to say that there's not a mastermind behind certain things, that's untrue. Because when it comes to publicity, when it comes to all these things.
And again, that's where the mastermind comes. I don't think there's somebody coming like, okay.
The theories is that it might be China and Russia that are behind all of this TikTok. No, I'm serious.
No, but
because if you go on TikTok in China, apparently it's very informative.
It's educational.
And educational.
It's educational.
And it's just a bunch of filth over
but
here.
Because, but
you're
they're controlling the narrative. They're controlling the content.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to have these issues.
They don't
want to
have a stupid population.
Yeah, they don't want to have North American. They don't want to have North American issues.
But wait, you can play the opposite. Yeah, I can play devil's advocate here, saying that you are narrating, you're controlling the narration. Now you can say they're more smarter. Yes, but they're aiming for that, right? But that still doesn't make you be able to think outside the box.
Not necessarily.
For all the 80s and the 90s, this whole Silicon Valley explosion, everything was about thinking outside the box. That's how we got where we're here. Now we're so far away from the box.
What would you rather?
There is no rather.
No, there is a rather. I'm putting you on the spot. I want you to choose. I don't want you to give me a political answer or a sin answer. I'll just ask you.
Yeah. So I'll give you an answer, but before.
All right.
It depends on who's in power, because the thing is this.
No, but you. I want to know your personal. Let's say, for example.
I would hate to be a woman arguing with him.
Yeah, no, and I know him already. I know him already. I was like, no, you're not doing that.
Did you
listen.
No, we have to settle.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just asking in a sense of, we're talking about two options of societies. I don't care about who's in power. I'm looking at it from a point of view of, let's say, how, you know, China and Russia like are running things, or China, let's say, for example, with how it's pushed, like what aligns more with your values, your morals or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Versus how things are run in the Western society. Just asking.
Again, but that those two choices are not the only choices.
But I'm giving you, I'm asking those two choices.
It's against my my program.
Not really. It's just a question. Don't worry. You're not committing. You're not committing to anything. I'm not telling you nothing.
This could be a cliff. No, I'm just saying. The reason why I say this is if you go back in history, there is no period in time where
honestly, I don't really care.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Is regardless now,
no.
In China today, the population is not necessarily happier.
I know
they might be smarter.
I'm just asking which one you right now. Which one? If you gun okay, to
okay,
your head.
Okay. No, fair enough. So yes. I'll go with the Western because I have more flexibility to actually educate myself, like the Easterners.
Right, you're not being chosen. What is
exactly? Because if I'm being bombarded,
thank you though. Well said.
And if I go against, I go to jail, right? Or I get executed, or if there's the stupidity of all this new phobias and shit like that, but I can choose to turn off the noise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still have that freedom.
See, that's actually a good answer when you're looking at it from what you...
But my issue here is, for me, but me as a father of two kids, teenagers right now...
That's what I asked you.
Now I'm like, shit, if I would find a country where I agree...
Like morals.
With in the extreme moral. And when I did the Dubai podcast, what was interesting, right? It's illegal to insult your fellow men. It's to be violent in public. You have to be respectful and everything. Those are values that are going to, like they go in the same line.
Remind me, I have something to ask about Dubai, your opinion.
So they go to that extreme, yet they have that materialistic and that very fake atmosphere that I'm against. Now.
It is somewhat fake.
Yeah. And it goes bipolar because behind the scenes, there's even worse. So this is for the public, but whatever's going in there.
Because you have a lot of immigrants that are mistreated.
Exactly.
Very poorly.
You have indentured servants over there.
Yes.
Actually, right?
The people from the country, because nobody can get their passport there except if you are from there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And not from there in the sense, even if I give like my wife gives birth a child.
Yeah.
No. So you have to marry from men. The man can give
the man can give it. The woman
cannot. Right. She loses her citizenship.
Which kind of aligns with what you know?
Because they're trying to keep that's the equal of trying to keep the purity of the blood type of thing.
Bloodlines, yeah.
Exactly. So it's the bloodlines. It's the mentality. It's the values they're trying to keep. They say that women because they marry outside that means they're going outside the norm. So you're on your own. Like nothing's going to happen to you, but you lose your privileges.
I do have one question because there was a situation with a lady who went to Dubai for vacation. She's American. So, you know, we all know Americans can be a little bit loud and obnoxious sometimes. And she was one of those, like in terms of she had rented a vehicle, returned it. I think she got into an altercation with the vendor. With the vendor. Exactly. She raised her voice. Mm-hmm. Apparently in Dubai, you can't raise your voice.
You can't even honk.
But being an outsider not knowing this, she got jail time, by the way.
Yeah.
So do you believe is that fear, like treatment, especially because seeing as you're an outsider and you're not aware of these things, right? Like yelling or whatever like that would bring you.
But that's your responsibility.
Yeah, I agree.
You go to a different country.
I find that's
a
bit excessive.
I'll give you an example. If you go to Japan, you can't chew gum or spit gum on the floor.
You get a ticket.
Ticket. No, but wait, because
not jail.
It's just spitting gum.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's just between you and your little world.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
There is these cultural boundaries where in different countries they have.
But it's like you said,
values.
It's still fake to a certain extent.
It's
because
not,
behind the scenes you're mistreating people who are coming to work in your country. What do you mistreat
but
them?
No
do you mistreat
society.
Them politely without raising your voice?
But Jason,
you just don't feed them.
But if you go like that, we're never going to end. I'm the biggest hypocrite here. I'm against sweatshops, yet I have iPhones right here. Again, it never ends.
No, but I
have Yeezys under my feet.
But I'm just borrowing a little bit from you because you know what I'm saying?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Iron sharpens iron.
And
no?
I'm very aware that we're hypocrites. Now, if these are the rules, if I go to a new country, I need to find the rules.
Yeah.
When you go to Thailand, for example, you have to educate yourself. If you see a girl with a scarf around her neck, chances are she's a ladyboy.
What if she's just fashionable?
Again, chances are. Now, if you're not aware of this, if you
Everybody's
don't educate
so
yourself,
right now.
or if you go to a communist country, right?
Yes, sir.
Like Cuba. If you have weed, you can do jail. If you have coke, you won't.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Oh, coke, what?
Yeah. Weed for them. You know what I mean? Jamaica, you're allowed to smoke weed.
It's only been legalized now.
What?
It's only been legalized recently. What? Weed in Jamaica.
Oh, okay. But everybody was smoking in the streets. So if they're known for that, right? The yeah. whole
but it wasn't legal thing. Before. That's
oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah. But my point is, if I go to Jamaica and then or all of a sudden everybody's yeah. smoking, I can't be surprised.
Oh, I was smoking hella weed every time I
went no, but to that's Jamaica. I go with the kids and I'm like, oh my God, close your eyes. Well, what's going on in this country? It's a bunch of savages. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense. Whoa. If you go to a
new... I know, right? Whoa. Hey, yo! No, that's what I'm
saying. If you go to a nudist colony or do you go to a swingers club, you can't be shocked no. that the requirement is for you to be butt naked. You have the responsibility to or follow the rules or get the fuck out.
I just feel like, if it's someone who's not from there, right? Yes. And I believe you should get considerable warning. I think it was like the first offense of her raising
she
her
was
voice.
Like, ah, they were like,
no, I'm pretty
jail.
Much sure she warned her. Before
no,
she
was I don't think they were looking to.
I don't
to...
think she took it seriously, the first warning.
It's possible. It's possible.
Because I feel like they're used to fucking immigrants. It's like, Americans. You know, Americans who, you coming know. Through.
Fact, fact.
This is my house.
Fact.
Yeah. And they're like, listen, here it's illegal to. Yeah, fuck you. What are you going to do?
I'm American.
exactly. Okay. I honestly feel, and again, I might be wrong, but chances are they come with warnings. When they did the World Cup in Qatar.
Yes, I remember that.
Right? It's a Muslim country.
Yeah, no now alcohol green, at
but
the stadiums.
They did
and
certain,
yes.
you know, certain exceptions. So they said you can drink alcohol between this and, in these specific places
right.
between this time and yes. this time.
Oh, that's yeah. reasonable.
Now, yeah. they gave you the rules. Now, if you decided not to read them,
mm-hmm.
that's on you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You go yeah. anywhere new. You need to follow the rules of the house.
Yeah, you have to hold yourself accountable.
Like exactly. if you cannot criticize the president, if you go to Russia and you can't criticize Vladimir Putin, and I go Putin. To fucking Moscow and I'm like, yo, fuck Putin.
But I feel like there's some things that are like, you know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go to Russia and talk shit about, you know.
Yeah, but Putin. You, because you're a smart man, you're educated.
So pause, now, how did you feel about Brittany Griner getting arrested for the weed pen?
Oh man, I find that shit was like, so... In fact, you know the story. So just to give you a bit of background, she's a basketball player. She had a weed pen, like a weed vape or whatever yeah. like that. Like, and she was traveling through Russia and she got...
It's very illegal, by the way.
It's super illegal.
Like, and yeah. she didn't know this?
Well, that's what she claims.
I feel like everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but you could be surprised.
I don't know, but that's the thing. Is,
but it's Russia. Like, why would you take the chance? Right.
No, yeah. but if I go to a country like that, I ask what the rules are.
Of course. Or like,
it could have been that she forgot it in there too.
She's an adult, bro.
No, but keep in mind.
That's like you saying I'm crazy. I'm late for
but the same way, he came here.
You're an adult. I don't.
No, but just put it this way: the way, same way he came
once
here,
and there were like edibles in my bag, and I don't even remember when I had them. And I traveled to the
better,
U.S.
Bro.
And I did like I don't even like.
No, but she was using.
It was there for a long time.
She was using it.
No, I know, but what I'm just trying. Oh, not in the airport. It was just in her bag.
That's why she got arrested.
Yeah, because they found it on her.
Yeah.
She didn't get arrested using it.
Yeah, I know. It was in her bag.
Oh, I thought she was using it.
Oh, yeah. They locked her ass up.
Yeah.
Then they had to do an exchange with the
war. Yo, he gave away a war criminal.
Yeah, they literally traded. So we'll take this giant fucking...
But that's why they did it, though.
Oh, it makes no sense.
That's why, like, they were being strategic about the reason why they kept their ass.
They thought that the United States would accept that, and they did.
They knew she was a... quote-unquote star or celebrity, someone of whatever that they can use.
Stature,
because I wouldn't say celebrity, but it had some stature.
Nobody watches the WNBA. WNBA
I understood, nobody. But Ouch. The thing is, it would look bad on Trump leaving one of his, you know, he wouldn't look powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they played to that is what I'm saying, you know? But that's the point. She wasn't
Was
smoking.
It under Trump's?
It was under Trump. Trump is the one who got her.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't Biden.
Shout out to my man
Trump. I thought
it was
Biden.
It wasn't Biden.
Shout out to my man Trump.
Yeah, Trumpy Trump.
He's a big Trumpy.
Yeah, big Trumper?
Yeah, bro.
Why?
Because
I liked you.
You know what? Hey, it's all right, man.
I
listen,
miss him.
We can agree to disagree.
I do miss
on things
him, though.
And still be friends. Honestly, part of the reason I like him so much is for the entertainment value. The number one thing, if I'm being honest. But the second thing is, you know, we kind of alluded to this when you were on my pod, but. You know, I feel like he doesn't respect the norms of the political system in terms of he just says whatever the fuck he wants.
There's no guidelines.
Right.
Well, what do you think? That's what got him enamored with the people.
Yeah, he's the only guy that's going to actually say what we're all thinking.
But my problem is he's
that
too much politicians. What comes to his brain first?
But I still feel that it's controlled chaos in his case.
In some cases, I feel.
He's way too smart.
Yeah.
I think we give him too much credit sometimes, though, too.
I mean, the guy's a billionaire. You don't yeah, you don't accidentally become a billionaire,
not
bro.
The whole billionaire thing, I'm not even convinced about the billionaire thing. But anyway.
Well, okay, even if he got hundreds of millions.
Yeah, but it was...
Yeah, but brother, even if your dad gave you $1 million to flip it into a billion, it ain't easy.
Well, he didn't really flip it like that easily. Like, the guy lost a lot of, you know...
I'm still going to give him credit. That's what I'm saying.
I am not taking away... Exactly.
But him being a good businessman...
He's a shrewd businessman.
Translate Very for him shrewd. Being
he has
a good
a PhD.
President. That's what I'm trying to say.
He has a PhD.
I think if you look at a lot of his policies, forget about you.
Let me put it this way. If you would have a daughter, would you be okay on how he talks about women?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Or his own daughter.
Honestly, yes.
That guy's
because,
so dirty.
Because this goes back to what we were saying before. There's a certain reality that whether it makes people uncomfortable or not, it's still reality. That's how men talk. Like, you have to prepare your daughter for that.
But I'll give you a counter offer here. So it's like, let's just say, for example, I call my brother an idiot. I'm not going to be okay for anybody else calling him an idiot.
No. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
If he called my daughter one of those names, it's a different story. But just because
he's the president
in that matter. But regardless, even Obama or whatever president, Jimmy Carter, let's pick someone everybody really liked. Jimmy Carter, right? He has this Harvard articulation and he speaks perfectly and he's very educated. You think when the camera turns off, he's not like, hey, yo, you see the fat ass on that chick over there? He's a human being.
No, true.
He's just a person. Like, this is how men
talk. But Jimmy Carter was at the big booties, bro.
It was titties back then, right? He was probably a titty man.
But the thing
is, to speak like that in front of a lady.
What? She's heard worse.
Yeah, all right, good. I just got to make sure
sometimes
I cover my P's and Q's.
Women are worse.
You know? But you know what? You still did the right thing by apologizing.
Yes, that's appreciated.
You know what? You're
it's
right.
Respectful.
You're just making me realize I need to be more gentlemanly.
Even though I have some harsh opinions, respectful. I'm still a gentleman at the end of the day.
Word.
Not a piece of shit.
But then once the camera's off, fuck these bitches.
What about them hoes?
Hey, listen, I'm a faithful individual. I'm in a committed relationship.
To yourself.
I'm very, you know, I'm respectful, man.
All right.
You know? Yeah, it's a choice.
No,
right?
He's locked up.
Oh.
I'm locked up.
Okay. All right.
Cue the Akon.
I was going to say.
He's the white version of Guy.
Huh? No.
Yes. Guy, too, is a big Trump fan.
Oh, well, really?
And he says his truth.
Guy is an anomaly.
Yeah. See, that is Guy.
He just makes it look better. That's all.
That's a little bit better.
That's what I do, man.
Maybe I'm less angry because he's not black. I see a black guy who's a Trump fan. But I'm not going to lie. Like, quite frankly, I don't know if I prefer Biden over Trump.
I'll be honest. And you know what?
I don't prefer Biden. I'll tell you that.
But listen, as a black person, you got to realize that, listen, regardless of whether it's a
Democrat don't matter who.
Or a Republican, they're not looking out for you guys' best interests.
You ain't
anyways.
Lying.
So,
and again, thank God I'm not American. But yes, to your point, it's true. But there's something. Do I prefer blatant and overt? Like, you know, like the hatred or whatever, or do I prefer it subtle? I prefer it in your face.
Is he actually
wouldn't
racist?
Wouldn't you want somebody to tell you he's racist than somebody do
he
it
is
behind
racist.
Your back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd rather you in my face.
Like, what's the proof?
Oh, you never heard about
the shit that the media said?
No. His words. Like, in terms of the you ever heard of the five in New York there? The
Central Park Five.
The Central Park Five,
what
right?
What did he say about it?
He said, kill him. He said they should get the death penalty. Mm. And these motherfuckers. And also, not to mention, with his apartments, everyone who was black, basically, you didn't pass like any type of like he didn't allow you to even go to live into his places, his projects. So, you know, I'm just saying he may not be like burn him to the stake, but it's there.
he's not Mississippi burning.
He's
racist.
Not Mississippi. He's just, no. Like, shit, that's deep,
a serious that's a serious movie.
But
modern racism. That's business racism. Yeah. Right.
No, it's not business when you're talking about the Central Park Five, the five young men who could have easily lost their lives, and they should be tried and they should be killed. They should be hanged for what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and these guys have been maintained. They maintained their innocence for so long. You know what I mean? And you're crucial. He was Trump, especially during that time.
He's powerful in New York.
Very powerful.
He still is.
So you have to be very mindful in terms of certain things. And he's whenever it comes to things, let's be honest, whenever it comes to things that have to do with black people or black, you know, any type of black issues, he's always counter that. I'm sorry.
Well, he's not
just
mindful.
Saying. And sorry?
He's a rich boy. He's not mindful.
He's not mindful.
He's used
not
his, to trampling
He knows
everybody.
It's not his demographic. He would do it if it was his demographic. I know. That's one thing I will say. He is a businessman.
So tell me one thing, because he has a lot of high-end black friends, technically.
Who?
No, he was chilling a lot. But Steve Harvey is a big boy of his now.
Steve Harvey.
You see?
Steve Harvey, Steve not Harvey someone lost that passed a long time ago.
Bro. No, no, but
that's yeah, what, that, I'm glad you said that because it's actually true.
Yeah, okay. True. There was Kanye West. There was Diddy.
You're not doing yourself any favors. But again, you're naming Kanye?
No, I have nothing against Kanye.
You don't.
I have nothing
against But you're not the one that like walked around saying, he said, when he said slavery was a choice, you could break it down as much as you want.
I actually did on Vice versa.
Yeah, yeah, I know. As much as you break it down as much as you want, or you talk about like, you know, he talking shit about Rosa Parks. If I were Rosa Parks, I wouldn't have done this, all this shit like that.
Shut the hell up.
Like, I'm sorry. For the black community, will speak. For that moment, the Kanye being, you know, his daddy Trump, like he would say, you know, it's not someone we would say, oh, you know, that makes sense. If you talk to me about someone that would, you know, you talk to me like a Denzel Washington, tell me he's a Trump supporter, then I'd be like, oh, maybe there's something for me to listen to about. Yeah. But like, you know, the people that you name for me, no.
No, but meaning, again, what I was trying to actually convey? Yeah, with the Trump thing is... New York specifically.
Yes, right? Yes, of course.
The 80s, 90s.
His name was in hip hop, synonymous. Exactly. Yeah, but not because he's a businessman.
Yeah, but now if you would think about the black community, the way it was being described by the media and all the news outlets in the 80s, 90s.
Yes.
Right? This was right after the whole drug, you know, the Reagan era with the opioids and everything like that. The black community in New York, the same way in Chicago, particularly, were badly seen.
Yes.
Right? And it didn't come from nowhere.
But hold on a second.
Wait. But I'm talking from a business point of view. That's what I mean by that.
No, but I'm not someone who's oblivious to like certain, like for example, Chicago. Mm-hmm. Fucking do better. Stop killing your own people. Understand? Like, don't sit here. Though I'm not ignorant to that.
I think they've been brainwashed at this point, though.
But thank you. I'm glad that mentioned that. Not because you have to remember what happened in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, I do.
You remember Stop and Frisk. All these things were things that were put against the black people. Yeah. So at some point, you know what I mean? Like, how do you escape a negative image when that's all that's being portrayed?
No, I get that 100%. But that's why I said from a business point of view, we even do this here in Montreal right now. And I'm going to say this, and it has nothing to do with the black community. I'll give you an example with the Indian community.
Okay.
Right?
Are we talking about?
The Indians from India.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You got to specify.
Yeah. No, not
the indigenous people. I never hear anything much about the Indian community. So
a lot of people don't like to rent to them. First, because there's too many people in that apartment. And
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. And because of the spices and everything like that. And because of hustle. So again, is it racist or is it just bad business? This is what you see?
It's bad business. It's racism in a sense, right? Because you are choose. Because what if?
I mean, by definition, it's racist.
It is. Exactly. It is. You can't say that.
I'm talking
because what if there
wise.
Is that Indian family that is really just a mom and father and their kids, and they're not looking to, you know, be
but
like a million
solution,
people?
The Indian community, the solution was to buy the block.
Oh, they bought the block.
That's what they did because it was
they bought
issue.
The neighborhood. Bro.
Yeah, they bought the whole neighborhood. That's what I'm saying.
The Côte d'Ivoire.
Because they had to adapt. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. But the truth is, and I have a lot of good Indian friends and everything. Their spices.
Oh, you became that guy.
No.
He said he's an
Indian
people.
I love the food and everything. But once you go on a regular spice, it is in the hallways you smell it.
Oh, 100%.
No,
down the block.
Bro, I'm not even arguing that.
That's what I'm saying. So from a business point of view, and I'm not saying it's bad or good, I'm just saying.
But it's still rooted in racism.
I don't know if it's
because it's their culture.
Because
exactly.
No, because it would be the only thing is because you can associate the smell, the spice to a culture. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you would have a tenant that the smell, I'm not saying it's bad, it's just strong. I would have an issue with them, regardless of the color of the skin.
What about like
now if it's always the same culture? Come again?
Yeah.
Strong
like strong cologne.
Yeah. Like Lebanese people. Like Lebanese people. Like Lebanese people.
Yeah.
Right? Right,
I put like four sprays on before I left the house.
No. This is like they bathe in
it. I sprayed
in it.
Yeah, you're
right. I thought
you can't say. Follow your nose. Like shit.
No, my sinuses are just cool. Cleared. I was
but
like,
you know what I mean. And again, from a business point of view, I don't agree with it, but I see where it's coming from.
No, look, and that's it's funny. It's fucked up because we're just talking about in terms of you always find a way to sympathize. With something, not sympathize or like trying to find a way to kind of like, you know, rationalize certain things. But we have a tendency of rationalizing too much sometimes, I find. You know what I mean?
Like we don't enough. It's right away you're in a category.
I guess it depends. I guess it depends.
You know what I mean? It's like automatically, you're racist.
I guess it depends.
Well, because the thing is,
it is more complex.
It's more complex. Yeah, it's more complex. You know why I have no problem with doing this? Is because among themselves, the same culture, you know, you can't be racist with your same culture, they have the same dialogue.
I feel like
everybody's racist though. That's the thing that nobody talks about. Yes. We're all like every culture is racist.
I would never leave my wallet next to an Algerian. He will steal it and then sell it to me in the corner. But literally,
I feel like because black people they're colorists amongst themselves. Because there's something called, like, you know.
What is colorless?
You never heard of that?
What is that?
Like light skin, dark skin, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
okay, yeah.
And that is something
that. I didn't see color because I was going to be like, they do.
Oh, no, they're colors.
There's this big war with the light skins.
We all do, though.
There is, but there's also like preferential treatment. There's stuff like that comes because of the color within the own black community. So that's why when people say like they can't, and that happens in India as well.
Yeah,
like they like their skin and everything like that.
It happens in Africa too.
Yeah,
well, Africa is giving.
Asians too.
Africa is giving. I mean, it's crazy.
For sure. Look, bro, like I studied sociology, and the reality is, like, ever since that the one tribe of human beings split into two tribes, ever since that point, there's been tribalism and racism.
Yep.
That's just what it is. If you go to Asia, Japanese hate North Koreans or Koreans. I mean, if you go to, it doesn't matter where you go. If you go to South America, like Panamanians don't like Costa Rica or Venezuelans.
But
or
now
like,
we're even talking countries. It doesn't matter where you go. Your country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Separation.
Yeah, I don't like people among from Alberta. Cultures.
And this goes into race, religion, beliefs, everything.
The crazy part of
we
like
even do it in sports.
I talk to you about Trinidad a lot, right? Like in terms of religion, no problems. Okay. Everybody gets along. Everybody enjoys each other's holidays. Because Trinidad is the country with the most holidays in the world.
Yeah.
Y'all
but
y'all
the color is the problem.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, wasn't there like a civil war? Not civil, but like a war between like the Indians and the black folks over there?
Yeah, yeah. That definitely that's rooted in the color.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
But because it was the only way they could separate who is what.
Literally.
Right?
Like,
if they didn't pick religion.
No. Religion is not an issue.
Yeah, but other
Muslims,
places.
But, you have, you know, Christians.
Yeah,
you
but
have
there's other places Hindu. Where they look alike, but they have different beliefs.
And they're
war.
It goes back to what I was saying.
Yemen is a perfect example.
Yemen is a great example.
But it goes back to what I was saying, because as human beings, and it goes back to even what we were saying before about just accepting certain realities. It's like the reality of human nature, whether it offends you or not, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The reality of human nature is that we are tribalistic by nature.
Yes.
But we're humanly conditioned.
We're always going
to
find a
for
reason.
Differences.
Always.
Yes, but that's
and
what
to
I'm
look
saying.
Things that are common to create our tribe.
Yes.
Is that innate?
I think.
Well,
it is.
It's been through years.
Is it innate or is it conditioning?
But it's conditioned, I believe.
I think it's innate at this point.
It's a survival thing, right? It's built in us that we have to latch on to what's familiar. Yeah. Like, you're going to go to, if I'm in a room with somebody, like, different languages.
Yeah.
I'll
you're gonna
go
to the person
Portuguese
speaking.
Because
yeah,
I
yeah.
recognize that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if you want to bring it all the way back,
it's
like
comfort.
It's the reason. It's the reason that we're hardwired like this is because, like, really, the construct of modern society has only been around for a couple of hundred, maybe a couple of thousands of years at the most. That's a teardrop of our existence.
Yes.
The rest of our existence as like hunters and gatherers and shit like that was like, if you didn't stick to your tribe, if
you didn't
survive. Stick to your own kind,
you're
if
done.
You didn't protect your own kind, you're dead.
You're done.
We're literally hardwired like this to survive.
Exactly.
In our DNA. And that's what I mean. There's realities that you have to accept.
You get
because
it.
Yeah, but your physiology doesn't care about opinions.
And it's crazy because there was so much room before, right? If you go back before civilizations and there was like these basic tribes where there was enough land for everybody, but I want to have what he has and vice versa, right? Now, I'm curious, and this is actually a rare time that I actually cannot overlap it on the animal kingdom, because I don't know if like a tribe of zebras would hate another zebra tribe type of thing.
I doubt it.
I'm not sure.
I don't think they have the mental capacity to even understand that
You
concept.
Would be surprised.
You see it in chimps. Yeah, you see it with chimpanzees.
You see it in,
did you see
lions.
Those videos?
They're psychos.
They wage
war. You see
it
in lions too, but you know where it comes
but
from.
But lions is survival, right? They want to eliminate like
territory.
Well, yeah, which is survival.
They're like drug dealers. This is my.
Yeah, they kill other cubs and stuff like that out of.
But the thing is, the reason why they do what they do is out of smell, right? If you don't smell,
it's not
the
similar.
Same,
familiar.
Yeah, similar. That's how they determine what is part of your tribe or not.
But chimps are just assholes.
Yeah.
But chimps do it. I think it's
from
like a hormonal.
Yeah. Hey, what you doing? You know,
they're like rip faces off. It's
so I
wild.
Guess it's in our DNA at this
it
point.
Is.
Yeah,
it
I think
is.
It's innate.
It is.
So
it's
if
innate.
It's in our DNA, isn't it going against nature?
What do you mean?
Wait, what?
Is no, what not at all. It is nature.
He just being, shot the fuck
being,
me.
Being, okay, I'm not going
to
use it's, the word.
That's why people like to conquer, because they want to make that new thing their own.
No, but you see, when Genghis Khan decided to fucking rampage Asia.
And nah, Europe, he just wanted to fuck everybody.
And what? Nobody saw.
He succeeded.
Yeah.
He succeeded.
But nobody came at him and said he's racist. Right?
Well, I don't think it we looked at me, those terms back then.
No, yeah, but him.
No,
was,
because they saw it as it's a
me against the world.
It's like a, Alexander the Great as yeah, well at that time. You know what like I mean?
No,
I don't think
him,
we looked at it.
Found,
it yeah, was knowledge, right?
It was knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah.
Because he fucked everywhere he
and
went.
Bring, oh, yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Knowledge and civil, be,
yeah,
making people civil.
Like, you know,
what's the word?
Sharing civilization.
You know that.
Civilization.
Oh, absolutely. It was glorified, yeah.
So you see, then it wasn't all the white men versus them. It was just,
no, it wasn't.
I'm smart, you're dumb.
I'm going to lead you out of this hole that you've been in.
And this is how religion became religion today. Among other things, people that had power,
yes,
when the Spaniards or the French were against the rest of Europe, it wasn't because, oh, you speak a French, me, I speak Italian, we must die.
I like this accent.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
But I like it.
It is me, Mario. I was going that way. It was the Nintendo version. Is that racist?
Like, a little bit. But you
a little
know, bit. Fuck it,
man.
We don't care.
You know what I'm saying? Very sensitive.
Care.
Yeah, yeah. But we're not Italian, so, you know,
yeah,
we can't
anyway,
say
anyway, it's innate, your racism. So
but I can't be. I have a lot of Italian friends. No, but meaning that it's stronger than us because we're born in it. Not only, even if it's not in our blood, our families share their luggage and experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it keeps on its conditioning. And what happens eventually is it's or you feel follow that line and continue it, or you go completely
you break
opposite.
The cycle.
And this is why we are where we are today. Because a lot of people are going against the boomer phase, right?
Right.
That whole peace, love, drug, sex, you know, this and that. And
but hell, even the boomers aren't even like that anymore. You know what I mean?
They're hella racist, bro.
Yo, yeah. The boomers became shrewd.
But today when we hear a boomer racist, we're like, poor guy. That's all, like, you know, he's still stuck in 19, something like that.
It's true. You do look at them and you're like, oh. you just need a nap. You
know? Yeah, because when he grew up, he was surrounded by his kind.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And I say it's really hard to be racist in Algeria because you only see Algerians. So you have to find other reasons to have beef with your neighbor.
Yeah, you're like those fucking Moroccans.
We don't even get along with Moroccans yet.
There you go.
About
you
what, 70, 80 years ago, there was no such
it
thing
like
as Morocco
country,
and Algeria.
Right? Oh, wow.
France decided to create these borders. They drew a line in the sand and they're like, to your left is Morocco, to your right is Algeria. What does that mean? Nobody knows. There was Berber tribes.
Fucking Western
and they're like,
society.
Exactly. That's how all Africa happened.
Oh, yeah. You don't think I knew
and
that?
And then they were like, okay, cool. They're like, all right. And now even in Africa, we're like, oh, our people were enslaved to the white man, you losers. They're like, yeah, because we were stuck to the Atlantic. And you guys were stuck to the
yeah, it was easier, fucking, bro. They couldn't get to you.
You just got lucky. It's not exactly. Because you were this, and that.
No. You were special.
But it's how fucked up it is because we were brought up in this thing that you have to find yourself. Who are you in this land? And you look at South Africa.
Who are you in this land?
Yeah, who are you in this land? What is your, are you that peasant? There's even racism, but I don't even think it's racism.
What's that?
It's what's the term? There's actually a real term, depending on your social status.
Yes, yeah.
The rich versus the poor.
Socialist?
Social, yeah.
No, but it's a term like racism,
classism.
But for.
Classism,
classism.
Right. That's what you're looking for, yeah.
And that is extremely common.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I think that's the actual issue in the world today.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, you can, classism is, because he's black or because he's Asian or because he's this, I can put him in that class.
Yeah.
That's why I think today people, that's why I was talking about Donald Trump.
I wanted to get back to that.
Yeah, the Donald Trump thing where he doesn't want these.
Yeah.
These. It's more classism
it is.
Than racism.
I agree.
But it's disguised by racism.
Yeah, because because it was affected by the black community.
Somebody hit him with a, shit, you ain't got the buzz no more.
Oh, damn.
No, but it is true. But
bring
deep down, if you look at it, even black people do it among blacks.
Yeah.
You have it white among whites. Mm-hmm. The trailer park people. If you have a white rich man...
Oh, yeah, listen, as representing the white delegate on this show, we don't like the poor whites.
Exactly.
White.
Like, we do it here in Quebec, in Montreal. Like Oshlaga Maisonneuve.
Yeah,
hey, those are my people, bro. I used to chill with those people back in the day.
Right?
Yo,
it's classism
shout out.
Deep down
of
if you
course.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And that's how fucked up it is. And that's why I say, because Donald Trump was born...
They even gentrified that area too, by the way. Oshlaga Maisonneuve.
Yeah.
Just
now they're
out
in Longueuil, by the way, just for you.
Oh, they moved to Longueuil.
But Vieux-Longueuil, bro. Yeah,
because they needed to clean Montreal.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
lines. Yeah. because the, you know, real estate is rare now
in Montreal. You can still smell the heroin in Montreal. 100%.
But you see, that is classism. If Donald Trump is born with a fucking, not even a silver spoon, it's a golden spoon, he doesn't know the average peasant.
That's true.
So for him, it's disgusting. Why are you poor?
Why are you poor? But the same argument can be said, like, when you have other, let's say other politicians, like who are raised a little bit more affluent, like you're looking at your, and I'm going to use probably like the Kennedys, for example, mm-hmm. like John F. Kennedy Jr., like, you know, he's someone who was looked at even amongst the black community mm-hmm. at that point in time, like as someone who actually gave a shit.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they were pretty much like the same era, Trump and John F. Kennedy Jr.
It's
and
like
stuff
the Lincolns and stuff like that. Like, there's always going to be two branches.
That's what I meant, yes.
Right? There's going to be two branches, not politically speaking. I'm talking about train of thoughts.
Socially speaking.
If you're going to have a racist, you're going to have an anti-racist at one point. It's duality in everything, cause and effect. Yeah. If everybody's racist, we wouldn't have an issue. Mm. If everybody agreed that this race or this nationality or this religion is the bottom line and we are the top, if everybody agreed with this, we wouldn't have a problem.
Then that would just mean we'd be looking to pretty much eliminate, like, you know,
slavery for how many years? 400 years? 800 years?
400
years, yeah. Right? Because the white man that owned slaves and was born in this, for him, it was the most normal thing out there.
Of course,
until somebody was like, but poor guy, like, he has feelings too.
It is kind of crazy that, like, you could subject people to that level of, like, insanity and just not at any point be like, hey, this shit, doesn't man. Feel
and
right.
You know what the craziest like, part this is? Feel, but this is they the were using the Bible.
Like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's exactly where I was going. 100%. Even religion, they came about, and I say this example so often, South America is the most Christian people in the world, yet they were not imposed. They were like, you become Christian or you die. And now 100, 200, 600 years later.
They believe it more than anybody else.
Exactly. And the conditioning is there because they don't know anything better. And when you tell them the story, they're
when
like,
you say
yeah,
you don't know anything better.
You don't know anything else.
I don't know if it's, because the thing is, like, I'm not sure if that really does apply, right? Because, like, growing up, I'm, you know, Trinidad, it's not a first world country here. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. And, you know, being raised Catholic, you know, in the beginning or whatever, like at some point you do make a choice, right? It still becomes like,
not everybody has,
because you're growing up learning what you're taught by your parents. That's how we all
have the religion of our parents.
Usually, yeah, yes. Exactly. But then at some point you kind of like,
that's modern. You learn today, not
sorry?
Before.
Yeah,
now today,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we can't wander.
Yeah, yeah.
70 years ago, 100 years ago.
I know, but
it wasn't optional. Your parents 100%. Would literally abandon you.
No, 100%. But I'm just talking about in terms of, we're talking about South America today. We're talking about you when you were talking about today.
But they're
right?
not today in the modern world today. They're born super Christian.
Yes.
Until this day. They're not open-minded like we are.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, it's not like they don't have the same in terms of technology. They don't have access to the same type.
That's pretty advanced, bro. You know? So they have good GDP.
No, because they're okay with it in that reality.
So that's what it is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It becomes something, it's more of an acceptance of it. It's not because like they don't have anything else or they don't know any better.
But
it's because it's something that they choose to want. Yeah. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
It's not broken. You don't
I know,
but there's repercussions too, because if you go against the grind,
okay,
right, you can be isolated, you can be frown upon and among things.
Yeah.
It's like if you go to a Muslim country and you talk about the LGBTQ, right?
It doesn't exist.
You cannot.
Yeah.
Now, let's just say you're born gay, right? You have...
Because they do exist in Muslim countries.
They do, but they shut the fuck up. They actually get married just to...
And hide,
to hide, and then they do whatever. I saw that in Tunisia with my own fucking eyes.
Bro, every time, it's always Tunisia, not you, but everyone I know, they say Tunisia.
I went to a college party there, and it was fucked up. And the thing is, I felt sadness, but they looked happy in the sense, this is because
they're
okay
they don't
with
know
it.
Any, and not that they know okay any better, they haven't experienced any differently.
Exactly.
That's it, but
they
it's reality.
Else.
It's their reality. They're like, listen,
exactly.
This is how my culture is. My parents will never understand. I don't want to disappoint my parents. So I got
I don't
want
to die either. Like, you know, like, shit.
I don't know if they would die in Tunisia today.
Oh, okay.
But it would put shame because the Arabs, Muslim countries, they're big on what are people going to think.
Mm. Yeah.
They're a lot about, you know, people, other people's eyes type of thing.
Yeah,
you know, oh, look, he's gay.
That's a very big thing in the old world countries.
Yes,
like,
exactly. Like, reputation.
Yeah, because
now,
it's
reputation
all about reputation.
Could be built or destroyed.
In a matter of seconds.
In
a trending video.
Appearances.
It's literally that.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to keep up the
so
appearances.
That's the crazy part. But in these old classical countries, it's all about, that's why Dubai or the Emirati places is you're born in wealth and then there's the rest. That's how you get your passport. That's how you get, and you have exclusive privileges being born there.
The privileges.
That's your special skill. No, they do. They have special ambulances.
No, no, I believe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, they have everything. Like, oh, they have three types of ambulances in Dubai.
So it like comes faster. There's more luxury.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
And it goes directly. There's a lot of clinics, but it's free for you because you're from there. Like you're there.
Yeah, that's wild.
You're an elite.
It's, yeah, yeah. Really? It's like the premium.
Like, you got the black card. Like,
it's but we see it every day. Yeah, you go to a hotel and you take the platinum edition. Yeah. You have a valet and you get VIP to the buffet. We see it constantly. We're the biggest hypocrites when you think about it. When you look at it, at the average human beings, when we go to hotels, all-inclusive hotels, you have, you know, those black platinum things, yeah. And then you got the elite, and then you got the regular ones.
Yeah.
We classism is everywhere.
100%, because listen, yeah. If you have the white bracelet, get out of here, you pussy.
Exactly.
I got the yellow bracelet.
Go play with the kids in the kiddie pool.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Why are you here?
Exactly. We have our own pool. We have our own valet. Yeah, yeah, we got
premium drinks.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You have the option. Exactly. Top shelf.
What are you drinking? Bud Light? Get the fuck out of here.
Go back to America.
Yeah. So we're a bunch of hypocrites because this virus or whatever, this fact is on every level. You have it at schools. You have it at work, right? VIP parking, VIP this.
Valet,
Why is your president or vice president of the company has exclusive things? Because there is a pyramid. And depending
on fuck you have it when you're taking flights. Economy class, business class, you know?
But I think it motivates that basic instinct that we have to constantly conquer something.
Yeah.
Because we are little conquerors.
Or separate ourselves.
Yeah.
We want to conquer everything. How am I going to differentiate me from you?
Yeah. How do you know? Yeah. How do I let you know that I'm better? You know,
like, I'm literally with like, a nice car. Yeah.
So again,
they're calling my gate now.
Zone one.
Zone one. That's it.
I never saw zone one in my life.
Fucking losers.
I did zone. I entered zone two. Like I was supposed to be zone three, but I said, I don't care.
I got zone two because I had kids. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I got zone two because I had
kids. Handicap and kids.
Because I went.
Go zone two. Zone one is.
Yeah, having kids makes you like.
Yeah.
They call one and two together. Two. Don't worry.
That's the least they could do for us, okay? Listen, kids on a plane, it's not a good fucking time.
No,
it's not. And I think they do it purposely. When you go inside a plane, you got the VIPs with their champagne.
Fuck.
They're like, why are they going in first? They should go in last. I don't want to see that shit.
That's true.
Like, I want champagne. I want that extra room.
They do it. Like, you're right.
They're like, look at what you could have, you cheap ass bastard.
That's basically what it is. It's a tempt you.
Yeah.
You see?
And you're that's like, why. You go to those hotels on top. Oh, the Shiva.
It's this built in us.
No, you're getting the Havana Club 2 years. Not the 10 years,
still,
not the 20 years.
Hey, it's all going to the same place.
I'll still trick it, I guess.
No, but you know what I mean? Sadly, that is our reality. We're bombarded. We even do it stupidly for phones. Oh, you have an iPhone 13?
Oh, yeah. Well,
holy shit, you're so primitive.
Oh, but if you have an Android, like, don't even talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Like, yo, what do you mean your text chain is green? What are you saying?
You got green phones?
Oh, yeah.
It's just not blue,
dog. I can't date you.
Or the shoes you wear. And that's something, again, I'm going to close the pod on this, but this...
That's a thing.
I had this conversation with my kids where I was like, the popular trend is so different when I was growing up.
And what was the popular trend when you grew up back then?
Before, in the 90s, because I'm a bit... Go ahead. Give an old joke. It's been, you know, 2024. You can go.
In the 90s, you were like 60. Like, I don't know what he's talking about.
So
he's talking about the 1890s.
Horse and carriage.
He pulled up in a stagecoach.
They drove us to school and all. You know?
When I was growing up, if somebody would have the same shirt, same shoes, same something, it would be the end of the world.
Of course. Yeah. Originality.
Originality. Now today,
they gotta be
everybody has the same Jordan.
Same fucking haircut.
Same
haircut. Oh, bro, this shit fucking pisses me off to no end.
Right?
Well, a lot of people have the same haircut that you do, too.
Yeah, but this is not a choice, okay? This is not a choice. This is built in, you dickhead. But like, you know, okay, like...
Well, I'm talking about dickheads. No, I'm just...
Oh, so he's got Jordan.
He's getting comfortable. He's getting comfortable.
Okay, this is how you treat your guests when you... This is how you treat white people when they come on your
you
show.
You see why I'm the way I am with him.
I do see it. I do see it. It's okay.
This
we're
definitely going to be a clip.
We're forming a coalition, me and him.
But, Ebony and Ivory.
Oreo coalition.
Nah, Ebony and Ivory. We can't be Oreo. Yeah, you know, man. It's only two of us. You need another.
Oh, well, she's not white anymore. So.
Nah, she.
It's true. So we're, you're like miscellaneous at this point.
She checks that other box.
Yeah, there exactly.
There you go.
Translucent.
Yeah, everybody's got the same fucking haircut.
What's that haircut you talking about? Anyways, I don't know.
It's the, they call it the broccoli. It's like the fade on the back and the side, and it's just like mad curly on top.
Oh shit! And then
it's the buzz cut, whatever they did.
Oh yeah.
Everybody has that shit.
The edge up. Everybody got the edge up now. So everybody's like,
my son has it.
Everybody's
not mad.
You know what? My son has it too. But to his credit, my son's actually mixed. But fucking listen, like it's like racially ambiguous. Like I can't even, like, white people aren't even white anymore. I'm like, what are you? Because I can't tell.
Like every
white kid's got the John B fucking lineup.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
I'm like,
yo, John B was fire, bro.
He was fire. But
he can still throw down. He can still sing.
Everybody's got the same uniform.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the same uniform.
And that's something that was crazy, because when we were younger, we're saying the new world order, we're all gonna be dressed the same.
Well,
we're gonna all be thinking the same. You know, all
but that's what we were. That was like more aligned with communism and communist type of thinking. No,
but we are in a communist
Russia.
Not,
but we're not. But we are. I get what you're saying.
It's values, communism values,
huh.
But not.
But not values. That's the weird part.
It's values. We're working for the.
It's
for
like
the,
a very light.
We're working
drizzle.
All for the top guy.
Strange.
We're all, and they're giving back to us.
Yeah, it's like they're breadcrumbing us.
Yeah, that's communism at its best.
What if I told you guys it's all just a simulation, anyways?
Oh, here we go now. The Matrix is in the play.
I like the Sims video game growing up.
Listen, if you haven't looked into simulation theory, do yourself. I don't know if you guys smoke, even if you don't, but if you do smoke, and just go YouTube simulation theory.
It's crazy.
The problem is, I have ADHD.
Crazy, creepy things.
I'll type that in, but then I'll probably click on the next video that has something to do with cats or shit like
nah,
that.
No.
Yo, see, there's cats in outer space?
You
gotta
keep the ADD in check. Yo, listen, I got some Adderall. Don't worry about it. We'll get your ADD under control.
He looks the plug.
You know what I'm saying?
This video was brought to you by
Adderall.
Pfizer. I have Viagra too. Whatever you want, man. But no, man, it's you know what? They're actually saying, and I think it's been proven, that there's ones and zeros in the strands of our DNA. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? There's computer code in our DNA, bro. Tell me. So, I mean, yeah, it's a
simulation. I would need to look into that.
I've heard, but can I
double back on one thing? You said your kids are mixed. What are your kids mixed with?
Hold on. You want the Viagras, right?
Huh?
That's what you wanted to double back on?
No, I said, what are your kids mixed with, bro? What's wrong with it?
Guys, let's go.
This other video is sponsored by the Blue Pill.
Cialis. Once again, I got it. I got Cialis too. Whatever you want, you let me know. My kids are actually Trini.
Trini?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. My people.
Yeah, man.
I sense the kids.
No, they're white with Trini blood. Isn't it go through the mat first?
Well, they're mixed, bro.
They're mixed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't.
And Trini people are already very mixed.
I don't subscribe to these sexist constructs, brother.
So I know that this could be a whole subject for another podcast, but how is it like as a father, you know what I mean? Especially you're raising like mixed kids, right? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like boys on top of that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have those conversations surrounding, like, cause let's be honest, like when they're out there in the world, it's a different reality. You know what I mean? Yeah. For them.
I know where you're going.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how do you have those conversations?
Well, there's two things, because especially my oldest, Ezekiel, you would never know he's mixed by looking at him. He's straight, like, looks like a surfer guy. My youngest, like, you can kind of tell. You wouldn't know what he's mixed with, but you can tell.
The white man has strong jeans.
Come on, son. But he looks like Puerto Rican, my youngest son. It's hilarious. But to be honest with you, bro, and listen, I realize, okay, first, I'm going to preface what I'm about to say by checking my privilege, okay? So everybody who's going to be offended out there, trigger warning.
Warning!
All right? Trigger warning. Listen, man, I grew up, majority of my friends, for whatever reason, were West Indian people.
Oh, gee whiz, I couldn't tell.
That's the culture I grew up around. And to be honest,
accent when you gave that a little while ago, it kind of gave it away.
Like, Toronto, man, it's not.
Yes,
no,
you
Toronto
did that as a
accent.
Joke before,
not,
but yeah.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
But
this is like a bromance happening right now.
No. But
are you jealous?
The weird thing is.
Are you?
It's a bit of a bromance. There's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah, man.
We're all comfortable in our sexuality.
We're two heterosexual males that show love to each other.
You know what I mean?
Not in a Tunisian nightclub.
But so honestly, and it sounds really weird coming from somebody who looks like I look like, but I'm more comfortable around that culture just because it's what I grew up with than like my own culture.
And that's okay.
And to go even deeper, like I'm adopted, right? So like I don't I never really had a sense of where I came from.
Okay.
So I kind of lashed onto my brothers growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, in terms of those conversations, it's actually pretty easy for me.
Shit, I felt like we could have had a whole other podcast with what I just learned.
But
now
it comes back to the line of, are you defined by your color, skin, where you're born, or your culture?
Yeah. Well, now, like, that's definitely something that's I could do a whole,
nature versus nurture.
Exactly.
Yeah. Culture,
I'm a veritable melange, bro.
Melange.
Because when I met him the first time, I was sure he was Italian. Because he talks like that New York type of...
I know.
Yeah.
What would you give me? Okay, hold on. Just forget that you met me. Now it's the first time.
I would have said Greek.
Yeah.
Really, bro?
Yeah, straight up.
I would have said Greek too.
Chill out. I've never got that one, actually.
No, but his English sounds
not
very
the way
New
you
York.
Speak. Not the way you speak, no, but just look like looking
like
at
Ontario,
you, I would say
really.
Really?
Out there.
I've never got
what
these
you
ones
say?
Before. I'll
like
take
out
it though.
There.
I'll take
where?
It.
Where?
I'm from like Milton, Ontario or something.
Like outside of Quebec.
You say Ontario?
Yeah.
Ontario.
You're not giving them anything special. Ontario.
Ain't nothing special about
Ontario.
Alberta,
like your background is Ontario.
Alberta, Manitoba.
You know what I mean?
No,
yeah, it could be worse. You could have said
Newfie. It's the shirt, bro. It's the shirt. You know what? I was subconscious
about
wearing this.
Wait, so what is your background then?
Okay, so I actually, because I didn't know
you did
my whole life.
The genetic.
I did my ancestry or whatever.
Right.
That's bullshit, by the way.
I hope so.
I'm not even Algerian.
Because I was really hoping for Puerto Rican. I'm not going
to
lie.
I'm not even Algerian on my test.
I don't want to talk to you.
I'm Italian.
I'm going to get back to you.
I kid you not.
No.
I'm going to get back to you.
Nah, bro.
I need to
did
understand.
You swap the right...
Maybe I did it the wrong place.
No. Stop.
Put it up his nose. It's not a COVID test.
Can I?
I thought it was an STD test.
What did you do the night before?
I need to put you on timeout for a second.
Bro,
I'm coming back to you and your Italian ass.
The trip is, right? I'm mostly Irish.
Oh,
I'm mostly Irish. There's a lot of English sprinkled in there.
Huh.
And there's like just...
You're Anglo-Canadian.
Yeah, well, that's 100%.
Yeah,
yeah.
I see it
now. Yeah, Irish England. That's
Irish,
pretty much
Irish,
it. Yeah.
There you go. Like, fuck somebody up.
Yeah, we like to fight and we get angry.
That would explain the Irish.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
You know that Boston Celtics.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Which, by the way,
fighting Irish.
That shit is racist, by the way, okay? Like,
really?
100%.
God,
come on, man.
The leprechaun.
We can't win.
So yeah, the fighting Irish.
But they removed the Redskins.
Yeah.
I think they should take the honest,
but listen, and I accept this about the world because I'd be a hypocrite not to accept the realities that I've been speaking about for this whole episode. White people don't get to talk about racism. I understand. So we'll let the leprechaun go, all right?
Don't let it go.
We'll let
and
it
then
go.
Again, to be completely honest, like whenever it came to like the Irish folk, right? Mm-hmm. And looking at it, a lot of black people actually drew like similarities in terms of how they, you know, how like it was rough for the Irishmen, growing up, growing up, like in their culture and everything else.
Yeah, I mean,
they were treated as lower class, you know.
The country split in two, Northern Ireland and Southern
Ireland. Actually, yes, that's because of Protestants
and
Catholic,
Catholics,
right?
Yes, among other things in the UK.
But to be honest, I don't know shit about Irish culture. I know the regular historical things, but if you ask me about like, what's the Irish culture about? Like drinking? I don't know. Like, you know, I have no
getting
fucking
angry
clue.
And drinking.
I have no clue.
Haggis? No, that's Scottish.
Exactly.
My bad.
Yeah,
I know about like North American urban culture. That's kind of my niche. You know.
But
I mean?
When did you find that out? Like
the ancestry thing. Oh, like 2 years ago.
Oh shit! That's
yeah, during
recent.
COVID.
But you
knew
you were adopted.
I knew my whole life. I knew my
whole
life.
But did you? So you were adopted from an orphanage or you were...
Yeah, well, I guess it would be an orphanage, yeah.
Yeah, because some people, you know...
Yeah. No, I wasn't a baby in the basket.
Like
like a cousin or...
I'm going to be honest, that's West Indian culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're growing up with someone, you thought like it was your brother
just
your whole life.
Getting...
You were like, that's my cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like
he was
literally.
Raised by your grandmother, let me guess.
I was. With my cousins.
He was.
I really was, yeah, facts.
Hilarious.
Trini, he understands. That's what they do. They send their kids... to grow up with their grandparents. That's it.
I know a friend in Morocco. She was adopted. The neighbors took her.
Oh.
Yeah, I hear about that.
Because the parents were having a lot of trouble. The father was beating up the mom.
Shit.
The father went to jail. The mother was too young. Couldn't handle it. So the neighbors...
Did the mother stick around anywhere, like at any point? Or?
No, but she was a baby. She was like maybe 6 months.
Okay,
has the last name
of the neighbor.
The neighbors.
Oh,
and
shit.
She only found out when she was 16, 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Man, I have so many questions then, though.
About what?
No, just like in terms of the conversation.
Ask away, bro.
I thought we were, you know, finishing up. That's why
I thought so, too, but no worries.
You guys are running the show, man.
Yeah, no, because, okay, so just out of curiosity, like, when did you, when, how, you said you've known for quite some time. Like, when did you know?
My mom, like, broke it to me, I guess you could say, when I was like, I don't know, I must have been maybe 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
And she, there's like, I have a letter from my birth mom that she wrote me, like, when she gave me up and stuff like that. And, you know, but to be honest, I've never, it's not, and like every girl that I've ever been with has always been like, don't you want to like find your birth parents? I'm like, no.
Not really.
No, yeah. Because like for me, number one, like it's not something that you think about. Like these, like my parents are my parents. It's, I've known them. Like,
facts.
You know what
facts.
I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like for me, number one, like I don't, I wouldn't want to bring like the emotional distress on them of like.
But you have brothers and sisters?
I don't, no, like not that I know of.
No, no, but you're
no, no, I'm the only child, which explains a lot too.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm a little that would have been interesting if they would have had like their own child.
Yeah.
And the dynamic, because that always fascinates
me.
Yeah,
no, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm fucking this up, mom, sorry, but I think it's because my mom couldn't have children or something like that. Right. So that's why she adopted.
How old were you when she adopted you, sorry?
I was, fuck, how old was I? I was either 3 months or 3 years.
Oh, shit. Sure, it's sure.
Three. Gotcha. Three months is like.
It's a three. I think I said
3 months or 3 years. It's a gap.
No, I'm not, because you know what? I don't, like, this is how much I don't think.
Because I feel like you would remember at 3 years.
I don't know, but I think it
would.
What
did you say?
You would remember at 3 years.
I don't think so. At three? I can't remember shit before like 9.
No, but three-year-old? Yeah. You remember
I have
stuff?
Two memories of three-year-old, yeah.
Nah, bro. Don't ask me anything that happened in my life.
No, you
I can't even tell you what happened to me after I left Trinidad, man. So, fuck it. I got trauma or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I have like a huge chunk missing. I don't know.
My like late teens to like mid-20s are gone. But
well, that's because you probably were partying. Oh.
For various reasons. I don't remember. No.
This video is sponsored by other drugs.
Undisclosed.
100%. What you need? Shit.
But that's actually cool. But again, like now you have two kids.
Yeah. So you want to know what's interesting about that? And it's this shit hit me. I don't know when it hit me, but when it hit me like a fucking tidal wave, bro. I realized one night that like my two sons are the only biological relationship I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Biological.
Oh shit, that's really
nuts. That's wild. Yo, wow.
Didn't think
that,
about
that shit yours. Hit me. Yeah, like when that shit hit me, it was like, wow. Like that's
right, because
crazy.
Aunts, cousins, brothers, wow. Like, you know, just, yeah. Like you don't know.
Not to
right.
Say that they're not family, they are, but like I've never had.
No, but I'm talking about biologically.
Like,
I'm talking about like, you know, that share the same DNA, share blood.
And even that, when they ask you the history for, you know, health reasons and everything like that.
That's true.
It's pretty much starts at him.
It starts with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're the originator.
But I made sure to put some melanin in the bloodline, brother.
I feel you, man.
Because these pasty ass Irish genetics where I eat a piece of toast.
Is that racist?
And gain 3 pounds.
He can say it. He can say it.
We ain't gonna do it. We needed some West African genes so my sons could be nice and muscular, a little bit of fast twitch muscle fiber, never hurt nobody. You know
speed,
what I mean?
Baby.
Like, come on, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
so this
bro.
Is like another commercial to have, you know, light-skinned babies.
That's you know what, what they say? The world's going to be mixed anyways?
Yes. That yeah. Would be when we'll find other problems. Once,
what do you think the other problem going to be
it's gonna
at that
be
time?
Social. It could be anything. It could be religion. It could be vegan versus meat eaters.
It comes back to the tribalism.
Exactly.
Thing. We're always going to find
because
a reason.
But vegans, you know, they ain't going to be able to do shit.
Because I think racism will be eliminated when everybody's mixed. At
yeah,
this
yeah,
point,
facts.
What are you
gonna
be like?
Well, then you
eyes?
Have colorism afterwards.
Yeah, it's going to be color of eyes, the way your hair,
classism.
Curly hair, straight hair, blue eyes versus green
eyes.
You
got eyes. Curly hair, motherfucker. You know, the straight hair gang.
You
know,
like
and then maybe there's going to be heightism.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to lose that battle. Fuck. God,
no, you're going to have your own little tribe of midgets. Yeah. So anyway.
Hey, this guy said, yeah, that's
I'm
rude.
Very strong,
that's our
right?
Guest, sir.
I'm very strong.
I'm very strong.
I can go
by proxy, he's Tritty. So fuck you, man. Yeah,
it's a fact.
I ride for my people.
You mother
cunt, I'm by myself on this one.
Okay. But shit, but it's true. Like, at that point, like, you know, we'll always find some shit to
we're having
to
a battle
about.
Between women and men. Like, think about
yo,
it.
Yo, that's the wildest thing ever.
Oh,
though.
That shouldn't exist.
We need right? Each other. Yet.
We're not even made for
that's
the same
so wild.
Stuff.
I'm so glad you said that. Because, like, listen, there's things that men can do that women can't do. And
I literally said that the other day.
There's things that women can do that men can't
exactly.
Do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We what make are we arguing a about? Team.
What are we but I like about? To do it with women.
See, we're
that's the things I like to do.
I like to make do with women too.
I like to practice the art of making kids.
It's nice.
It's nice. I like the boobs.
Delicious. Delicious.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, men can have boobs too, but I don't want those.
Oh, I used to have a nice set of boobs, bro.
You had a rat, baby?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They was...
What kind of cup? We talking
about you know, I never measured, but I'm assuming they were approaching B.
Ooh, yeah, approaching. Yeah, yeah. You would like to be a full C.
Nah, you know, that's see...
They were on a B. Be gone.
I wanted to go the other way with it, because they don't hit the same when there's hair on the shit. It's just not... you know?
Some people are into that shit.
I was going to say, you have some women that...
I could have opened an OnlyFans back then, maybe.
Oh, shit.
I missed out on a business opportunity.
Yeah. Damn.
don't even know how to react to that.
Yeah, you just did. Like, at this
point, I'm like, you just did. I got nothing to add to that.
Honestly speaking, you know, that was a good one. And I think you could close off now.
You give me permission?
Oh, please. Yeah,
you're baffled, so it's time to go.
Thanks, by the way, for sharing your time.
Yeah. Man, you didn't even introduce him at the end.
Yo, he doesn't need no introduction.
Damn.
I feel like I do need a little bit of an introduction.
I thought so,
like,
too.
All right, I'm going to do what they do on their pod.
Okay. Right? I'm here for this shit. Let's
okay,
go.
So they usually throw you this diamond, and they say, throw me a gem. I didn't not expect that. Luckily, I got there earlier.
You're lucky we don't do the whole thoughts and confession thing, like, you know, like based off of our title.
Exactly. No,
you should do that.
So give us your thoughts and confessions to close the pod.
One thought or one confession.
What does that mean?
Introduce yourself and then give a thought and a confession. Or a confession.
Okay, I guess it's pretty simple then. I go by the name, in case you haven't read the title of this video yet, of Tech Luciano. I am a third.
I wonder why I think he was Italian.
You're not wrong. Like,
it's an ode to the gangsters of the gangster age. Okay, Lucky Luciano, bro. And it's a name I made when I was 14 that stuck. So what do you want to do, huh? So all that to be said, one third of the Hustle podcast, which you guys definitely should check out.
Yeah,
we have an episode dropping with Sin actually coming up soon. And maybe we'll get you guys on the podcast as a collective. At
I mean,
some
we
point.
Come.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
For sure.
That would be dope.
Don't say shit you don't mean now.
No, I mean, listen, I don't say nothing I don't mean, bro.
He's petty.
I'm petty too. I'm
petty. They call me Petty Williams.
Yeah, there you go. Petty Pendergrass.
Petty Pendergrass.
But yeah, so that's who I am. Now, this whole thoughts and confession thing, if I could say
one or the other, baby.
Oh, so I get to choose?
Oh, you can do whatever you
one
want.
One thought, one confession, or both?
This is the first time. Like, I don't know.
It's the first time.
They're talking nonsense.
Oh, when are we not winging it? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, this whole this is 2024. This whole podcast has been a freestyle, nonsense. to be fair with you. I'll go with a thought. I'm more of a thoughtful person than a confession person, because my business ain't y'all business. Y'all don't need to know.
Amen. Amen.
But listen, in closing, just to kind of sum up everything that we've said today, I know a lot of the things that I said, you know, came across kind of harsh, as they tend to do sometimes, a lot of the time, with me saying them. But I do kind of want to harp on the fact that, like, listen, at the end of the day, Pink Floyd had a great quote. And the quote was in a song, it goes, "All in all, you're just another brick in the wall, bro."
Shit.
And what I mean by that is, don't waste your time and energy every day waking up looking for something to be offended of about. Don't wake up every day looking to be a victim of something or to be a part of some marginalized group because you think victimhood somehow makes you more appealing or earns you some kind of social brownie points. Because at the end of the day, and I know this sounds pessimistic, but it's the truth. You don't really matter as much as you think you do. None of us do. In the grand scheme of things, listen, everybody in this room, everybody you know, I know, we're all going to die one day. We're going to return to the earth. And guess what? The sun's going to come up the same way the next day. So live your life to the fullest and stop with all this shit, man. Just focus on you. And if I could say one more thing.
It's your thought, baby.
Get jacked. And if you want to get jacked, come and see me. I got you.
And before I close this, I'm just going to add one little line. If you can't be part of the solution, just shut the fuck up. Bam. And on that note...